time for high school football coverage on Candleland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Candleland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Candleland Radio.
It's the high school football playoffs. They continue tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Couldn't have asked for a more gorgeous evening here in Seneca. Nemaha County Rivalry 2.0 here in 2025 with a trip to the semifinals on the line in the 2A classification. Good evening here on KNZA alongside Logan, the Sabetha Channel crew. I'm Brandon Tedman here on KNZA. It's Sabetha at Nemaha Central in the Class 2A sectional round playoffs here tonight. Well, Nemaha Central, number two ranked team in the state, undefeated at 10-0. They took care of business last week, defeating Council Grove for the regional championship 34-12. Now Sabetha, 9-1 overall. They took care of business as well. They had a tough test at Silver Lake, came out on top with 20 unanswered points in the fourth quarter to win that game against the Eagles 28-16. A rematch here from earlier of the year. It was back in week six, Nemaha Central and Sabetha. And certainly the Blue Jays had multiple opportunities, but in the end, Nemaha Central came out on top with a 20-18 victory. Well, since Nemaha Valley and B&B formed in 2014 to create Nemaha Central, 16 times these two teams have played, and Nemaha Central 11-5 against the Blue Jays, including 8 consecutive wins. The 17th all-time meeting between these two teams are on tap with a trip to the 2A semifinals on the line here tonight. Coming up in our pregame show, you'll hear a conversation with both head coaches, starting with Caleb Moeller for the Blue Jays, followed by Michael Glatzik for the Thunder. Excited to bring you this one here tonight. Don't go anywhere. Pregame coverage is on deck after this timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department, you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coperion of Sabetha develops innovative solutions and products for various challenges in the plastics, plastics recycling, chemical, battery, food, pharmaceutical, and mineral industries. And they want to wish the Sabetha Blue Jays best of luck at the state tournament.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to it here on KNZA, getting you set for our sectional round matchup, and it's a good one. 2A classification, Sabetha at Nemaha Central. Caleb Moeller joining us now, Sabetha Blue Jays football coach, for a few minutes. Always appreciate the time, Coach. Let's go back to last week, a tough one in the playoffs as you guys go to Silver Lake, and certainly a game where you had to pull it out kind of late. I know it was pretty low scoring early on, but you had a roughly 6 or 7 minute stretch in the fourth quarter where you scored 20, 21 unanswered points to get that win, 28-16. Just before kind of diving into it, just the overall thoughts and takeaways from the big win at Silver Lake last week.
Yeah, you know, obviously Silver Lake's a really well-coached team and a really, really physical team as well. So, you know, it took us a half there to kind of get going and play in playoff football, but you know, take credit to what Silver Lake was doing to us. You know, another thing that was kind of a factor was just the situation that we were in. You know, on the road at Silver Lake is a tough place to play. And, you know, that group hasn't been down there before. And I think just all of that kind of took a factor in the first half. And they had a great game plan against us, and we just couldn't get anything going offensively. And defensively, we hung on in that first half. Then went in at halftime, and you know, I just told them we had to play our style of football, and we got to block out everything else. And you know, that first drive was huge to start the second half, and we went down a 9 minute drive and was able to punch it in. Then always in the playoffs, it's about turnovers, and we were fortunate enough to get a few in the second half, and then we were able to get some big plays. And you know, that's part of our system is, you know, 3 or 4 yards at a time, and then eventually those will turn into longer plays. So I was very proud of our kids on the way they fought throughout all four quarters.
Yeah, it's one thing to get the turnovers. It's another thing to take advantage of it, and you guys were able to do so last week. Your offense has been led by the running game. You know, Will Voost, the leading rusher. Your offensive line, I think it's pretty incredible. 4 juniors and a sophomore right now on that offensive line that's helped Will, you know, nearing 1,400 yards. He's averaging over 8 yards a carry, 16 scores. And then your quarterback, Micah Lang, as well. He's found the end zone 10 times on the ground, and he's an integral part. You have other guys with Menold, Fitzgerald, just a kind of by committee thing, but Will is leading the way. The combination of the offensive line and that running game, just how have you liked that throughout the course of the year and the progression from the start to where we are now?
Yeah, you know, I always tell our team it starts up front, and, you know, those 5 guys up front, and including our tight ends, they're doing a great job. And, you know, each week they come in, and the difference between those guys, and they just want to learn. They want to make sure they understand the offense, understand the schemes. And, with that, we've been able to, take advantage of what any defense, seems to throw at us. And, you know, our running back core, is good, obviously with Will, but, you know, the fullbacks have to lead the way blocking as well. And, you know, good change of pace backs, you know, getting a quick hitter with our fullback, and then Cole comes in and he does a great job. And then Micah, you know, every week it seems like he has about 30 yards, but those 30 yards are hard fought yards, and, usually in critical situations as well. So, it's great to see him, being able to get those tough yards, and obviously being a big body helps them out as well.
Yeah, no doubt. When you talk about the defensive line, you see a lot of teams that like to run the ball. Nemaha Central, we'll talk about them in a moment, but you're holding the opposition to just right around 4 yards per carry. You know, in some aspects, some might think that's pretty good, but, you know, in reality, with how some of these teams at this level run it and how good they are at running the football, I think 4 yards a carry, I would have to imagine you're going to live with that night in and night out.
Yeah, you know, our defense has done a great job this whole year against some really powerful offenses, and I think that's just dedicated to how they're playing. They're playing physical and assignment-sound football on the defensive side, and when 11 guys are doing that well, it's hard to move it. So, and, you know, obviously this week is going to be a huge challenge for us in that.
Caleb Moeller joining us, Sabetha football coach, getting you set for tonight's matchup at Nemaha Central. Well, let's talk about the Thunder for a minute. Let's go back to that game October 10th, you know, week 6,
certainly some missed opportunities. I think in the week after that, you know, when we were talking on the locker room chat, you referenced just missed opportunities. You know, Nemaha, they score quickly. You guys have to battle back. I know special teams had a couple of opportunities with a couple of field goals. But, you know, again, a two-point loss, you know, in Seneca back in early October. When you kind of reflect on that game, what were some of the key takeaways from it?
Yeah, you know, in the second half there, we had our opportunities to go ahead and, you know, credit to Nemaha Central and their defense. They stood up tall in those opportunities. And, you know, that's just been a key point in practices is just to finish drives. And in the playoffs, those are the most critical drives. And just exactly what we did last week. And when we got a turnover, we did something with it. And like you said, that's huge. And that's what we didn't do in that game against Seneca when we first played them.
Very familiar with Nemaha Central. I'm just curious, just kind of from your side in a coaching perspective, you're obviously working and trying to improve your side of it, your team. Is it kind of like a chess game where you're trying to see or trying to think with your coaches what maybe Nemaha Central is doing in terms of adjustments, and you're trying to, like, maybe not necessarily predict, but kind of maybe think what they're going to do and then try to maybe counteract that with maybe some adjustments of your own?
Yeah, you know, we're so familiar with each other. We've seen each other twice every year for however many years now, and we've kind of seen it all on their side and our side on adjustments. And yeah, you always play that game as a coach, and you're always thinking about how they're going to adjust and line up, and you know what was effective last time. You know they're going to make those adjustments, so you kind of just play that chess game with the coaches. And obviously, Coach Glasic is one of the best at that. He does a great job. He obviously understands the offensive side of the ball really, really well. And whatever adjustments you make defensively, he's going to counteract that. And obviously in our game plan, we tried to do the same thing on our offense as well.
Carter Hike, you know, it starts with him. You know, whether you're Sabetha, Nemaha, Jeff West, Holton, no matter who you cheer for, who you play for, I think, you know, when the season is over, anybody on the outside looking in and just seeing, you know, Carter's stats, his accomplishments, everything he has done going down arguably with one of the best statistical four-year runs that we have seen in Kansas history. I mean, it's crazy to think that it's going to come to an end, but I'm sure you guys are just having a great time just watching, you know, someone at this level, this league, you know, doing what he's been able to do over the last 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's an amazing player, and obviously he's made a huge impact over at Seneca. And you know, I've been able to talk to him a few times and talk to his parents, ran into his parents a few times, and it's a great family. And they work hard with everything that they get. Obviously with his older brother as well. I think that's what sets them apart is their work ethic in the weight room and in the off season. He's always doing the combine camps and getting his name out there. And high school player, him and his brother are one of the two best I've ever seen. So, you know, it's just credit to their abilities and their hard work.
Heck of a family, no doubt about it. Give us keys, expectations, you know, what's it going to take this time around to get a win here tonight, move on to next week?
Yeah, I think turnovers. Again, I say that every week, but time of possession and turnovers. On the offensive side, we've got to run some clock and obviously keep their side of the ball off the field as long as we can. And then make sure that we're taking care of the ball, and then we create the takeaways on the defensive side. We kind of found that recipe last time, and obviously we were in striking distance, and I believe that's what we have to do again.
Great stuff as always. Sabetha Blue Jays football coach Caleb Moeller joining us here on the pregame show. Blue Jays in Seneca tonight. Nemaha County rivalry 2A sectional playoff game here on KNZA. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
More pregame coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. As you gather with family in thankful celebration, please remember to thank the farmers that grow all the bounty you enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hail. Call the professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call the professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfort Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfort Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfort Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Buying or selling a home? Don't do it alone. Work with someone who knows the market inside and out. I'm Sarah Fox, Stone & Story Real Estate, and I specialize in helping people just like you find their dream home or receive top dollar when it's time to sell. From first tours to closing day, your continued leader in the industry in marketing and service, I'll guide you every step of the way with local expertise, proven results, and service you can trust as you have for over 20 years. Sarah Fox team, find us online.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. Our pregame coverage continues here on KNZA tonight. Sectional round football game in the 2A classification. Nemaha County Rivalry 2.0 here in 2025. Sabetha at Nemaha Central tonight. We're joined now as our pregame coverage continues. Michael Glatzik, Nemaha Central coach, joining us here on the pregame show. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Big win last week to continue on in the postseason. You had Council Grove at home. 34-12, the final score. Just take us back to last week. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Yeah, appreciate it. Just scouting Council Grove. You know, we played them in the sub-state game last year. They lost two studs off that team. Kind of switch head coach, assistant coach roles with Coach Reddick there. They do a phenomenal job over there. They kind of muddied up on defense. They had a couple key injuries this year already that went out. But we knew that we were going to get tested in the air, and we did. You know, the quarterback, Stewart kid, just a junior this year, he's a true gunslinger. You know, I think he's 20 to 36 for 250. But I thought our defense played our best game this whole year. You know, go back to the early games in Chanute, you know, our defense finally kind of stuck a foot in the ground and did a great job creating turnovers. I think we held them to 24 rushing yards, which is huge to make a team one-dimensional. And that just leads on to having a good offensive game and then obviously special teams too. So I was really excited to see our kids come out against a really good Council Grove team.
Got to talk about Carter Hike once again. He has 347 total yards, 5 touchdowns last week. On the ground, 37 carries, 247 and 4 more scores. Coach, elite company for him. We talk about him every single week and rightfully so. So he surpassed 7,000 career rushing yards. He's only the 8th 11-man player to hit that mark in Kansas history. Again, work ethic. He's been doing it from the jump. You've seen the growth from the beginning. There's just so many ways you can describe this kid and how good he has been, but obviously another historical milestone that he's accomplished here in his very good career at Nemaha Central.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I've had the special coaching job to coach him. You know, one of a kind kid, once a generational kid with his work ethic and just how he competes every single day. And you know, it's kind of cool to hear opposing coaches, you know, say whether we meet up, all league stuff or whatever, but
the kid truly gets tougher throughout the game, you know, from the first quarter to fourth quarter. Somehow, he keeps running harder and harder, whether it's a 30 carry, whether it's a 50th carry, like his junior year state game or sub-state game. He's a true hard worker, puts in the time in film and scouting team, helping his buddies out. And what's really cool about Carter is he's going to give praise to his, offensive blockers, you know, whether that's receivers helping him out, whether that's offensive linemen, rotational guys helping him out. That's what's really cool about him, and kind of says a lot about him right there.
Coach, I want to get your thoughts on maybe a position group or maybe a player or two that's been quote-unquote an unsung hero for you here in 2025. I mean, Carter Hike, you knew the expectations coming in. He is more than delivered. But is there a player or two, maybe a position group or two, that's been quote-unquote kind of an unsung hero for your guys' success so far this season?
I would say receivers. You know, this is my fifth year here. You know, Coach Mayberry and myself kind of hinted at this year, if we're going to be really good, then we got to get those receivers blocking well. You know, teams know that we're not going to pass a lot. Our kids know that we're not going to pass a lot. So, these five, you know, Cameron Schmitz, Caleb Strothman, Jack Mackey, Lane Thomas, and Jaden Seitz have done a phenomenal job of blocking, and making it more, than themselves. You know, obviously we can throw the ball. Which is great to see, to keep, you know, teams on their heels. But, you know, when number six is going to run the ball 35 times a game, you know, some kids could get frustrated with that, but these kids, put their head down. They go to work every practice, whether it's, blocking drills, whether, you know, we do some 7-on-7 stuff. You know, and when it comes cut to time, you know, fourth quarter, second half, you know, they're going to get their job done because that's what their mentality is and that's what they practice. So, you know, we knew the offensive line would be pretty solid this year. We're still getting better every single game with some rotational guys in there. But these receivers have really taken that, that next leadership role, and they're all seniors, which is extremely cool, for that class there.
Yeah, I shouldn't be shocked. I know you have referenced the receivers and how they block and how good they have been in that aspect of the game. So shouldn't be shocked that you threw that out there to answer that question. Michael Glatzik joining us here. A couple more minutes, our pregame coverage for Sabetha at Nemaha Central, sectional round of the 2A playoffs here tonight on KNZA. All right, Coach, well, let's talk about Sabetha. Let's go back a few weeks ago, October 10th. You know, you saw them in week six, a 20-18 win for you guys, just to grind them out. Great high school football game across the board. I know Sabetha had some opportunities late in that game, but you guys held the fort at home when you guys needed to make a couple stops, but nonetheless, the Sabetha team that's hungry coming in tonight. But take us back to that game a few weeks ago and what you really kind of took away from that two-point win.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be flat out honest with you. They kicked our tails in every aspect of the game. Still not sure, you know, rewatching that film, how we won that game. But and that's just a true Sabetha team. They're going to be physical. They're going to be hard-nosed. They're not going to make many mistakes. You know, Coach Moeller has done a phenomenal job of taking over the program and just keeping that that train moving. And we're going to get another hard knocker game, you know, tonight. You know, we got to obviously stop their run game. And, if we don't get them in that, in those second long and third and longs, fourth and longs, then, they're just going to keep those chains moving because that's what they're really good at. And then, for us offensively, we got to move the chains. We can't have negative yards, negative plays, you know, that on that first down. You know, we got to get positive yards because, Edelman up front, the stud, he's all league player both ways. He's that good. And, you know, they got a lot of other kids that can just flat out play, physical football. They're fast. So, it should be another knockout, fight, come tonight here.
Yeah, no doubt. Physical game expected. I want to get your thoughts. What do you think about their running back, Will Voos? He's nearing 1,400 yards. He's really led the charge. And Sabetha's had some really good running backs over the last few years. So, obviously, the offensive line, a big factor there. They start four juniors and a sophomore on that offensive line, so that's impressive that you potentially have all five coming back next year. But Will Voos, their running back, what makes him, you know, such a challenge and a very positive runner for them?
No, yeah, in my 5 years here at NC, he's been their best running back, and like you said, they've had a lot of good running backs. You know, he's short, he's low to the ground, he's strong, he's tough. You can't bring him down with one dude. And what's really cool to watch him on film is he's got one cut and he is full speed in about two steps. So if you don't slow him down, have him wrapped up, he's going to take it to the house every single play. So, and we saw that last time we played him. You know, obviously when he broke a couple tackles and then took a 25-yarder touchdown there. So he's a great kid. And just like you said up front, makes him go. And then The Lane kid is one of the better quarterbacks they've had in recent years, with just doing the right reads and being physical. And then you rotate in the middle kid back there, and then their big old tight ends, the Frazee and the Mitchell kid, and you know, they just got studs all over the place. So like I just said, we got to do little things right. You know, we got to control the ball, control the clock, and you know, hopefully we can come out with a win.
What's the most important aspect, Coach, tonight to get a victory against Sabetha?
Like I told the boys on Monday, it's going to be a turnover battle. You know, last time we played them, we did not create a turnover on defense, and then we threw two picks on offense. You know, we just can't do that and expect to win, you know, tonight. So we got defense, and we got to fly around. We got to create havoc. You know, when they do put the ball in there, we got to go get it. And then offensively, we've got a hole in that ball. You know, whether we run it or we do put the ball in there, we got to make smart decisions. And like I hinted at before, we got to keep those chains moving. You know, whether it's third down percentage, fourth down percentage, we got to keep those chains moving and keep our offense on the field.
There it is, Michael Glatzik, Nemaha Central football coach. Always appreciate the time on the pregame. I know it's been a lot of fun watching your guys' team this season, and obviously great success trying to get to the Final Four in the 2A classification. Coach, we always appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
I appreciate it, Brandon. Thanks for all you do.
We continue our coverage after a timeout. Live to the field we go, and we're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready to score big this football season? It's game time at Wilson Tire in Holton. Just like your favorite teams, we're geared up for success, offering unbeatable deals on tires and oil changes. Don't fumble your ride to the game. Visit Wilson Tire today for top quality tires that keep you in the winning lane. From touchdowns to tire rotations, we've got you covered. Wilson Tire in Holton, where every drive is a touchdown. Call us at 785-362-8473. When selection and service matter, choose Wilson Tire in Holton.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabetha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
B&K Service in Sabetha wants to help you maintain your vehicle at its highest level of performance. Find out the many ways at their easy-to-navigate website, cktireservice.com. Real pricing on name-brand tires are at your fingertips. View current promotions for more savings and request a quote. All services are listed for your convenience at cktireservice.com. Schedule your appointment online or call 284-2694. That's 284-2694. B&K Service on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha, helping you get there safely.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It takes the right financial partner. This is Nick Rencher with First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop by one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrabed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 Series Hydrabed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arms. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrabed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrabed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabetha, Kansas.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment cost. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we are ready to go here on KNZA. We are minutes away from the opening kickoff to a sectional round action on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're dialed in on the Sabetha channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. The Sabetha Blue Jays in Seneca tonight, taking on the Nemaha Central Thunder again. Seth Tollison in studio, thank you so much. We got Kevin, Jake, Logan with the Sabetha channel. Brandon Tabman with you on KNZA. All right, brother, we're getting ready for the second meeting between these two teams. You saw the first matchup back on October 10th. Sabetha statistically won multiple categories that would more times than not lead you to a victory. You win the turnover battle. You outgain your opponent. You have less penalties. They do miss a couple field goals. They end up losing by two. And if you heard Michael Glatzik, Nemaha Central coach in the pregame, basically said, Sabetha whooped us in every aspect. And we were lucky to come out with that victory. And Sabetha still, their only loss here in 2025, that 20-18 final back in week six.
Yeah, Brandon, and you look at that first matchup between these two schools, and a lot of coaches will tell you there's three parts of the game. There's offense, defense, and special teams. Sabetha offensively and defensively pretty much did what they wanted against Nemaha Central in that game. Special teams is where they struggle. Obviously, you just said it, two missed field goals. That's the biggest key coming into this one. In a game like this, for Sabetha, they have the former all-league kicker from a season ago in Jaden Meyer. You missed those two field goals, now you're back on this field for this game. If something like that comes up again, you got to have that out of your mind. If you have to go out there and try to attempt a game-winning field goal, you got to tell yourself, forget what happened last time. I'm going to go out here, I'm going to make this one and help my team win. This is going to be a really great game, and as far as Nemaha Central is concerned, this is probably the one team they did not want to see before Substate. They probably did not want to see Sabetha again, because, I mean, you look at both of these teams' schedules, and, you know, at least for Nemaha Central, you throw Sabetha out, Chanute's about the only other school that really gave Nemaha Central even a fighting chance at possibly beating them, whereas Sabetha, you know, Holton, Sabetha did what they kind of pretty much what they wanted. Hiawatha gave Sabetha a really good game. Royal Valley gave them a really good game. Nemaha obviously beat them, and St. Mary's, for a little bit, was kind of in that game. So Sabetha maybe a little bit more battle-tested coming into a game like this.
So the captains get into their sides of the field, and Sabetha has won the toss. They have deferred, so Nemaha Central will get the opening kickoff here in this one tonight. And obviously for Nemaha Central, it starts with Carter Hype, man. Whether you're a Sabetha fan, anybody else in the Big East, or anybody in the state can just kind of lean back, understand what this kid has done through three-plus years, going on his senior season, statistically one of the greatest going to be four-year runs in all of Kansas football history. Surpassed 7,000 career rushing yards last week. Just the eighth 11-man player, Logan, to do that all time.
Yeah, and it's just phenomenal to see a player like that, especially in this league. We talk about how every team, you know, in the Big East or even in Big 7 before that, anybody could beat anybody on any given night. Well, when you have somebody like Carter Hike at the helm, you can pretty much definitely do that when you're a team like Nemaha Central. But, you know, before Carter, Brandon, I don't know if you remember him. What about his brother?
Yep.
Connor. Connor Hype was a load at running back, and he was basically the same way. Carter might be a little bit better at this point in his high school career. So if you're Sabetha, Here's the biggest thing. You just alluded to it. They're kicking off to start this game. The last time these two teams match up, Seneca got the opening kick on the same end of the field. First play was a 75-yard touchdown pass. What does Sabetha do this time? What does Nemaha Central do this time? We're going to find out here in just a moment.
Thunder gets the ball first, so that means we're going to see this elite Blue Jays defense, man. They're giving up just 7.2 points per game. That has just been a quality recipe for success, and that's a big reason why they're 9-1.
Yeah, and I'll give you a guy to keep an eye on this Sabetha defense. He has played great all year, and that's Cole Mendels at safety. He basically plays like a linebacker, and he is probably the hardest hitter on this defense. He is not afraid to come down there and stick his nose in the hole and take on anybody that comes in his way.
17th all-time meeting between the Blue Jays and the Thunder. Trip to the 2A semifinals on the line, and Jayton Myers' kick is going to bounce at the 25. Caleb Strothman picks it up near sideline, and he's corralled down at the 30. Good job there in coverage by Reed Mitchell. And Nemaha Central, the opening possession, first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. So Nemaha Central led by Carter Hike this season, 1,870 rushing yards, 34 touchdowns, completing 61% of his passes for 779 and 11 more scores. First and 10, Nemaha Central. Sectional round playoff game here tonight in Seneca. Beautiful night, beautiful crowd, packed house, big-time crew on hand. They go for a screen on the far side of the field, and that one's going to be incomplete. Logan, lucky that pass wasn't behind the line of scrimmage. They were looking for Seitz in the flat.
Yeah, and Seitz had already slipped and fell, so if that ball would have been behind him and got away from him, Sabetha had a couple guys there, easily possibly could have picked it up and scooped and scored it.
So just getting going, 7 seconds in, no score. Second down and 10 for Nemaha Central. This offense averaging just over 47 points per game, coming off the win against Council Grove last week, 34-12 to claim the regional title. Ball on the near side hash, Thunder moving from right to left, Carter Hike in the gun, sends Seitz in motion to the near side, and a quarterback keeper for Carter Hike, and he tried to find a hole, but he's taken down around the 36. Good open field tackle, but it's going to bring up third down and 4 yards to go, as again the stop inside by that defensive front for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and you have to think, if a lot of Nemaha Central gets some yardage here, even if they don't pick up the first down, they're probably going to possibly go for it, depending on how far they have to go. So this is a big play coming up.
Sabetha's defense allowing just 30% conversion rate on third downs to the opposition. Nemaha Central's first third down tonight, 3rd and 4 at the 36-yard line. Direct snap. It is Carter Hike, a right side run. He's got a first down and more across the 45. He'll get to the 48. It's a gain and burst of 12 yards and a first down for the Thunder.
Yeah, and the last time these two teams matched up, Brandon, Sabetha kind of kept Hike in check. I think he still finished with 100 yards is what I saw, but for the most part, he didn't have any big runs. It was about 5-6 yards at most on each run play. And so far, Nemaha Central, you can tell, is trying to get him involved.
We'll have quite a few stats about Carter Hike's career. And the first one I'll throw out there, he has 31 100-plus yard rushing games in his career. He picks up 12 there. First and 10, just shy of midfield. Once again, he'll go left, spinning off a tackle, gets into Blue Jays territory. Then he's finally brought down on the play by Jayton Meyer. Decent gain there on first down, and we got a Blue Jay that's a little bit slow to get up. That's the nose guard, Holden Edelman, to the 46 of Sabetha. So it's a gain of 6. And I think they're going to pause the time here for an injury TO. As I mentioned there, the nose guard in Edelman, a little bit slow to get up. He's on one knee.
Yeah, that's huge because he's probably the best offensive and defensive lineman for the Blue Jays. You've got to hope that he's okay and is able to continue this game.
He's down on a knee. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farming is one of the greatest family businesses in America. Over the years, generations of families have worked together to provide us with the food we need to live and help our communities thrive. At Elk State Bank, we owe a lot to our local farmers, and we're proud to be your bank. Whether it be a real estate loan, livestock loan, equipment loan, operating loan, or simply a line of credit, we are here for you. Elk State Bank in Seneca, your rural financial partner, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sabetha's holding Edelman off the field under his own power, out of the quick timeout. 90 seconds plus into the opening quarter, no score. Nemaha Central, second down and 4 at the Blue Jay 46-yard line, operating right to left. Carter Hike once again, following his left guard, churning the legs inside the 40, and another first down. He'll get to the 37, another pickup, this time of 9 yards, Logan. He's got four carries on this opening drive. They have gone for 6, 12, 6, and now 9.
Yeah, and you can tell Nemaw Central, now that Holden Edelman's out of the game, they're wanting to go quick because they know without him, Sabetha's defensive line a little bit smaller.
First and 10 at the 37. Another quarterback draw. Keeper right up the middle. This time swarmed up by that front for the Blue Jays. And minimal yardage inside the 35 down to about the 33. So a gain of 3 for Hike. Second down and 7 coming up. No score. First possession of the game for Nemaw Central. 9:43. Clock moving south. No score here in the opening quarter.
And Holden Edelman back into the game now.
Good to see that. Nose guard. 235-pound junior back in there for the Blue Jays defensive front. They go 3 down on the defensive line. They run 3-4-4 for the most part. 9:28 to go first quarter. Carter Hike, direct snap. Now he wants to go outside left. He's got some room. He's at the 25-20. Makes a man miss. He's inside the 10, and he's finally brought down at the 5. It's a 28-yard scamper. First and goal, Nemaw Central. It's the Carter Hike drive to begin this one tonight.
Yeah, this is exactly what Nemaw Central wants to do, is just get Hike going, get him involved very, very early into the game, and just kind of wear Sabetha out defensively.
So one play on this drive, and they're going to go right back to number 6, and he's going to get swarmed up, dropped down pretty quickly. Forward progress, maybe a yard or two to the 3, depending on the spot. Look to be at the 2-yard line, so a gain of 3, second down and goal for Nemaw Central. Looking to strike first in this 2A sectional game as we're 3 minutes into this opening quarter. That was the 7th carry for Carter Hike already. And now we got another stoppage of play, and I think another Blue Jay a little slow to get up.
It's Holden Edelman once again.
It's Edelman again. Down right about the goal line, left side where we are in the press box here in Seneca tonight. So again, 8:52 to go opening quarter. No score here in Seneca. Quick timeout for an injury. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network, alongside Logan, we got Seth in studio, Kevin, Jake, alongside for the Sabetha Channel, Brandon Tabman with you. 8:52 to go opening quarter. First drive of the game for Nemaw Central, Logan. Still have an injured player. We saw Holden Edelman, the nose guard for the Blue Jays, a little slow to get up earlier on this drive, and banged up there inside the 5, but now good to see back up to his feet. He's got a little bit of a limp to him, but battling here early, it's been a physical game already.
Yeah, we'll have to see if he can get back into this one, because Beth is desperately going to need him here in this game. I do have a quick score update for you, Brandon.
Let's see it.
7 minutes ago at halftime, Rossville 14, Pittsburgh, St. Mary's, Pittsburgh, Colgan 6 at halftime.
Wow, the Rossville Bulldogs, one of 5 Big East League teams still alive in the postseason. Of course, we got 2 here tonight with the Nemaw County rivalry. Out of the timeout, second and goal for the Thunder, trying to strike first, not quite 4 minutes into this game, and Carter Hike, outside of one incomplete pass, has led this charge all the way down to the 2-yard line. It started at their own 30. It is a bunch set. Now they switch sides of the field, shift the formation. Chest high snap here to Carter Hike. He goes to the side of the formation. No signal by the official. He's going to be a little bit short. He is stopped at the 1. The Blue Jays defense trying to bottle this one up. It's always a little bit tougher once you get closer to the end zone, and now 3rd and goal from the 1.
Yeah, this is huge if you're Sabetha, because obviously if they don't get it, they're going to go for it. You got to see if you can't hold them out here.
8:20 to go, opening quarter, no score. 3rd down and goal for Nemaw Central at the 1. Carter Hike, no surprise. A big body lowering the shoulders into the end zone for the Thunder touchdown, and they're on the board first. On 3rd and goal from the 1, it's Carter Hike capping off a drive where he covered 70 yards all by himself. At 8:13 to go in the first quarter, Nemaw Central 6 and Sabetha nothing.
Yeah, now after Sabetha, obviously, after this extra point attempt, when you get the ball, you got to see if you can respond offensively and go down and get points of your own.
Here is Levi Thomas to kick the extra points. He is 46 out of 51 this season, at extra points. That's good for 90%. Puts a good boot behind it, and he splits the uprights, and it's good. Not even 4 minutes off the clock here in the opening quarter. And the Thunder, number two ranked in the state, they strike first in this rivalry game. Thunder 7, Blue Jays will get the ball first for the first time after a quick timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to real estate in Northeast Kansas, it's not just about buying and selling, it's about people. At Rolling Hills Realty, we believe every client deserves a partner who listens, understands, and truly cares. With a deep understanding of the local market and a genuine passion for connecting with folks from all walks of life, we make the process feel less like business and more like a conversation with a trusted friend. Whether you're searching for a new place to call home or ready to move on to your next chapter, we're here to help on your terms at your pace. Visit RollingHillsRealty.com to see the latest listings and find out how Rolling Hills Realty can help you feel right at home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
7-0 Nemaha Central as we're back to it here in Seneca. Seth Tollison in studio, Brandon Tamman here on KNZA. Appreciate everyone helping out as well here on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. A Carter Hike 1 yard run as he takes care of business on that drive. 10 plays, 70 yards, 3:47 off the clock. Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. As we got a score update now, as Southeast Sub Saline leads Phillipsburg 26-6 at the break, and a squib kick here by Nemaha Central. Pretty good field position here for Sabetha. Mention that scoring drive again. That's brought to you by Wilson Tire. 9 carries, 70 yards for Carter Hike on that opening drive.
Yeah, and I think we're going to definitely see more of him getting the ball throughout this game.
So 8:12 to go opening quarter. 7-0 Nemaha Central lead. Sabetha now moving left to right. Their first offensive touch. They have it at their own 33-yard line. The Sabetha offense, 30.3 points per game, and a lot of the chunk is on the ground at 273 a game, led by Will Voos. He is in the backfield. They give Will the first carry, sidesteps, and he is quickly swallowed up, and he'll be dropped. That might be a loss of a yard on the play. The defensive line, led by Connor Leager, Kyler Ganstrom, and Hendricks Wall, closing the gap there. Second down and 11, back to the 32.
Yeah, and if you're Sabetha, you can't live in these long, second and long, third and long situations against a team like Nemaha Central. You got to try to get yardage on every play.
By the way, that touchdown run for Carter Hyde gives him now 123 rushing touchdowns in his career. Another Will Boost run and another swallow up and drop back for another loss of a yard. All right, now the line of scrimmage being won by Nemaha Central, and just like that, Logan, it is third down and 12 back near the 30.
Yeah, and that's that, again, you don't want to be in these long situations with Sabetha, because now you pretty much have to try to throw the ball. Because even trying to run the ball right now, you can't get it done. We'll see what they do here, see if they can get the run game going. But, you know, Nemaha Central kind of knows, hey, you got 12 yards to get. We're going to just set back and play coverage and see what you guys decide to do.
Junior quarterback for the Blue Jays, Micah Lang. This Blue Jays offense, they don't throw it much, just 42 passing yards per game. Under center, they send a man in motion. That is Reed Mitchell, and now movement up front, and the Hankies are everywhere. And a false start against the Blue Jays. First penalty of the night. And going in the wrong direction right now, Logan, from 3rd and 12 to 3rd and 17, all the way back inside the 20.
Yeah, and you kind of wonder, running the ball-wise, how much does it hurt not having Holden Edelman in the game? Again, he's your best offensive and defensive lineman. He's not in right now, and so far you can't run the ball. We'll see what Sabetha can do, but again, now you're in 3rd and 17 instead of 3rd and 12. You do not want to be in these situations right now.
Well, Nemaha Central, they can get after the quarterback. 13 sacks total this season. They have picked off opposing quarterback 17 times. 3rd down and 17 for the Blue Jays. Lang back to pass. Quick hitter across the middle. It is caught, but it's going to be well short of the first down. It was caught by Cole Menold for a gain of 7, so they get the penalty yards and the lost yardage back, but it's going to be 3 and out for this Sabetha offense. Down 7-0 here at Nemaha Central as we're at the halfway point here in the opening quarter.
Another score update, Brandon, for you in Class 3A. Holton at Santa Fe Trail tied at 7.
Holton and Jeff West, two Big East League squads, still alive in the 3A classification. Tigers are at Hayden tonight. And it's dropped on the punt, but plenty of time for Meyer to get it away. Pretty good spiraling kick from left to right, and then just diving on it at the 32-yard line is Nemaha Central securing that one up. So Nemaha Central, they drive 70 yards in not even 4 minutes, get on the board, and the Blue Jays forced to go three and out. So NC more than certainly have won this first 6 minutes and 17 seconds of this opening quarter.
Yeah, and again, first drive, you just said it, Carter Hike, 70 yards rushing, got the touchdown. They came out defensively and stopped Sabetha. Sabetha didn't get anything going. Now if you're Sabetha defensively, now you got to try to find a stop. You don't want to let Nemo Central go right back down the field here and get another one.
Carter Hike threw one pass on that opening drive. It was incomplete. Carried it nine times, covered all 70 yards. And now his 10th carry, trying to get left, and he's taken down at the ankles. Good open field tackle. Lincoln Middle from the strong safety position, holding that to a minimal two-yard gain to the 35.
Yeah, and Sabetha, obviously because of the spread, you had to bring the safety down. So they're only running one high safety, kind of a cover three type of look. And they got a bunch of linebackers in there right now. They're quick and can get out there and try to make tackles on Hike. Just Hike is able to break some of them.
5:14 to go. Clock moving first quarter. Nemaha Central, a 7-0 lead over Sabetha. Thunder, second down, 8 yards to go at the 35. Going to be an option right. Cutting it up is Carter Hike, just using the thighs to get past a couple of wimpy tacklers. He'll get up to the 40, shy of the first down. But it's a gain of about 5. And a third down here for the Blue Jays defense. Can they get off the field? It's 3rd and 3.
Yeah, and the last time the Nemaha Central had this third down on the last drive, it was Hike running the ball. So far, we've seen Hike run it twice on this drive. We'll see if he takes this one again. You have to expect he will. But they've already ran a receiver's like swing pass, basically, on a motion. So we'll see what they do.
2 years ago when they won the state title against Hoisington, that was a game where Carter Hike had more than 50 carries in that game. And right now, he is well on pace to maybe surpass that here tonight as he takes another one here on 3rd and 4, and he falls forward depending on the spot. Logan, we got a good look at it. It appears to be a first down as he fought through the line and just dove forward, and it is a first down. He needed 4, got about 4.5.
Well, it's going to be interesting because the near official here on the near side had it at about the 44, but the far official had it right at the marker, which was the 43 coming in, so we were going to have to wait and see it, and yes, he did get the first down.
Ball between the hash marks. Nemaha Central moving the chains. They have dominated the first 8 minutes of this game. They lead it 7-0. They have forced the Blue Jays to go 3 and out. Now Nemaha, another first down. They have it 1st and 10 at their own 44-yard line. It's right between the 43 and the 44. Now under 4 minutes to go. Carter Hike in the gun, trips left, a man right, sights the running back a little bit back and a little left. And they're going to toss it to Sightseer. His first touch tonight, gets outside the numbers at midfield, and then he's hit hard out of bounds. Another good play into Sabetha territory. He's to the 46. It's a gain of 10. Jaden Sykes now 491 yards on the season. That one good for a first down. Jaden Sykes, really outside of Hike, has been the most utilized running back. He's averaging 7.5 yards a carry this season and has found the end zone 7 times. His first tote tonight goes for 10. 1st and 10, Nemaha Central to Sabetha 46. Now they're going to toss an end around here to Strothman. Somehow shimmied his way through the line and still driving defenders inside the 40. That appeared to be no gain or maybe even a loss, but he's going to salvage maybe 6 or 7 yards. Caleb Strothman out of the backfield.
Yeah, and so far, Nemaha Central is just doing whatever they want in this game.
They give him 8 yards officially. 2nd down and 2 inside the Blue Jays 40. As we're now approaching the final 3 minutes in this opening quarter with the Thunder leading 7-0. Trying to keep an eye on Osage City and Caney Valley. That's the other matchup on this side of the bracket in the 2A classification tonight. 2nd down, 2 yards to go. Sights in motion here to the near side. Now Hike goes to the opposite side of the motion, and he's hit hard inside the 35. Needed 2, got 3. Good stick on the play by Curtis Fitzgerald, but nonetheless, another Nemaha Central first down. It is the Carter Hike Show here in the opening quarter. Outside of 3 plays that Nemaha Central has run, Strothman has had a touch here on this drive. Also, Sites a touch as well. And then they tried a screen pass on the first play to Sites that was incomplete. Outside of that, it's been Carter Hike run plays. 1st and 10 at the 35 of the Blue Jays. 7-0 Thunder. Here's Sites up the middle. He found a little bit of a crease, and he'll get to the 30, down to the 29. He'll get about 6. And Sykes, his 2nd carry, he's totaled 16 yards here on this drive. And the tackle there by the defensive tackle, Camden Whitwer, 250-pound junior DT. But 6 yards on the play there for Jaden Sykes, the 6'1 senior running back. And Nemaha Central is in business once again, approaching the red zone. A minute 50 to go opening quarter. They lead the Blue Jays 7-0. Sights in motion, far side right. Now Hike running to his left. Jumped over a man. Good open field tackle there to the 25. That stick there by the outside linebacker, Micah Lang. But still good yardage there, needing 5, and it looked like he barely got enough for another Thunder first down.
Yeah, and the one thing for Sabetha, they're still kind of noticing, they still don't have Ford and Edelman back in the game yet.
I would think that is probably a significant loss.
Oh, yeah.
If he does not come back.
Oh, yeah.
Middle of that defense, the leader of the offensive line at right guard. A minute 20 to go, clock moving south in this opening quarter. Thunder on the move, first and 10 at the Blue Jays 25, leading the game 7-0. Carter Hike's been the story so far, as he's going to toss one down to the right side. His sights got hit, and he got dropped immediately for a loss on the play. That is a good job there to get that stop. That was Cole Mental putting the stick on there to make it second down and 11.
And again, Cole Mental, probably the biggest hitter on this Sabetha team. He loves to come down and stick his nose in the hole and just make tackles on defense.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. That might be the first play in this quarter on first down where the Blue Jays got Nemaha behind the line of scrimmage there.
If you don't consider the very first play when there was a...
It was an incomplete pass.
Incomplete pass.
He didn't lose any yards there, but that's what the Blue Jays need to do. Keep the Thunder behind the sticks. 30 seconds to go here in this opening quarter. Here's Carter Hike. Started left, cuts it back middle. And another good play and a swarm there by that Sabetha Blue Jays defense inside the 25. He will get to the 23 for a gain of 3. Let's see how the Thunder play this. Final 15 seconds. It's going to bring up third down and 8 yards to go. And really no rush here for Nemaha Central. We're going to switch sides of the field. And a big play coming up when we get to the second quarter of action. 2A sectionals here in Seneca tonight. Nemaha Central, a 7-0 lead. They're facing third down and 8 from the Blue Jays 23. Second quarter on the way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
It's the Honeyman Ford year-end sales event. Drive into the new year with unbeatable savings on your favorite Ford models, small town handshakes, big city selection. Hurry in, these offers won't last. Visit Honeyman Ford today or check us out online at honeymanford.com. The clock's ticking. Don't miss your chance to upgrade and save big. Honeyman Ford, proud supporter of local youth and community organizations.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
At Sabetha Dental, they know that the last thing you want to think about is going to the dentist, even when you're in pain and need to go now. That's why Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer are the right choice for you. Whether you need a major tooth overhaul or a checkup, Sabetha Dental has professional, friendly atmosphere with highly trained staff that will put you at ease. Sabetha Dental offers hometown dentistry with the precision touch. No insurance? No problem. Single and family memberships are available. Trust your teeth to Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer at Sabetha Dental.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
7-0 Nemaha Central. Third down and 8 yards to go for the Thunder offense. 23-yard line of the Blue Jays. First play of the second quarter. Hike dropping back for his second pass attempt. He's being flushed out of the pocket, slipped a little bit. Now coming back to the near side, cuts it between the hash marks. Now outside the hashes at the 20. He's at the 15, the 10. Pushed into the end zone. He's all the way. Touchdown Thunder. Oh, my goodness. Far side to near side, bouncing off the Blue Jays across the board. 13-0 Thunder. 14 seconds into this second quarter.
Yeah, and that's just a deflating play there for Sabetha because it looked like he might get him stopped behind the line. He comes back to the right side. Looks like he might have guys there, just didn't take the correct approach or angle to try to make the tackle. He just able to get to the outside and take it on up into the end zone.
Just another highlight reel play for Carter Hike as he's now got 124 career rushing touchdowns, his second tonight. And the kick is up and good by Levi Thomas. It's all Thunder here through a quarter and change. 2A sectional round matchup in Seneca. Packed house, beautiful night, don't go anywhere. 14-0 Thunder. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's that time of year. SBS Insurance is hosting our second annual sock drive. We're collecting new socks in the original packaging to support kids and families in need in our local communities. Youth sizes are especially needed this year, but every pair makes a big difference. Bring your donations to any SBS Insurance office by December 2nd to help us make a meaningful impact this holiday season.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire. Find them online, WilsonTireKS.com. In Holton, 11 plays, 67 yards, roughly 5 minutes off the clock. Another Carter Hike touchdown run is second tonight. This one from 23 yards out on third and eight. 14-0 Nemaha Central as they really have everything locked and loaded early on in this second period, as the Blue Jays are going to have to try to answer here, down a couple of scores. Here's a kickoff return out across the 35 and up near the 40, shy of it at the 39-yard line. Good kickoff return there by Lincoln Middled. And Logan, down 14-0. Blue Jays need to establish something here on this drive. They went 3 and out on their first possession.
Yeah, you've got to find something offensively, obviously. Now, again, to your point, Brandon, 14-0, you're down a couple scores here. You don't want to, you know, have a bad drive here, give the ball back, and just in case Nemaha Central were to go down and score again. So you got to try to find a way to go down and get points.
Michael Lang under center. It's a nice set. They go fullback dive. Good burst here across the 45 and across midfield and inside the Nemaha Central 45 to the 44-yard line. That's a gain of 15 yards. Correction to the 43 for 16 on the play. That was Curtis Fitzgerald in the biggest play for the Blue Jays offense.
Yeah, the fullback, he's been the starter at fullback all season for Sabetha. And when he gets carries, he's just kind of the ground and pound guy. Will Hughes is more of the let's go outside, let's, you know, bounce it, try to get a hole, and just use our speed and burst.
43rd carry for Fitzgerald on the year, and they go right back to him. Nope, they fake it, and now, a near fumble, but down for a loss. They go option right, and Michael Lang drilled in the backfield. He's going to get popped behind the 45, or just shy of it, to the 44. So it looks like he got back to the line of scrimmage, but a pretty dangerous play. That ball was shoveling a little bit.
Well, they were trying to run the speed option play, and it looked like he was going to pitch it and then decided to keep it. And then right as he was getting hit, looked like he was going to try to pitch it again. Almost, to your point, almost lost it. That could have been really, really crucial for Sabetha.
10:45 to go first half. Nemaha Central 14-0 their lead over Sabetha. Second down and 10. Finally, Will Boos gets to the outside, trying to break one. He does so, and then he's upended at the 40, down to the 39. Good stick there by the corner and Caleb Heenick. The positive yards to the 39. It's a gain of 5 yards for Will Boos, but it's going to bring up third and five here for Sabetha.
Yeah, now Sabetha kind of finding a little bit of a rhythm offensively. They got to keep it, and they got to try to get to the end zone here.
Just one first down here in this first half. It was on that 16-yard scamper by the fullback Fitzgerald just a moment ago. 2 minutes gone by second quarter. 14-0 Nemaha Central. Blue Jays have it at the Thunder 39, facing third down and five. Ball on the near side hash. They operate right to left. I formation with a tight end left and a receiver far side right. Michael Lang takes the snap. Will boost a right side run. Gets across the initial line of scrimmage. He'll get close to it, but he will be shy. It's a gain of 3 on that right side run out of the I formation. Now a big play. 4th and 2 coming up for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, they're going to go for this, obviously, being in Nemaha Central territory inside the 40. The biggest thing is it's 4th and 2. You got to at least get 2 yards. What are you going to call here? Because so far, Nemaha Central has dominated the line of scrimmage. So you've got to find a way to either get Will Hughes to the outside or find a way for your offensive line to win this time and help your team get up the middle.
Down 14-0 early second quarter. Blue Jays 4th and 2 from the 36 in Nemaha Central. It's going to be a run by Michael Lang, lowering the shoulder. He's got it. He stays on his feet. He's finally brought down inside the 30. Boy, he was hit shy of the first down stick, but he gets again inside the 30 to the 27, a gain of 9 and a big play for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and, you know, we've been talking about Carter Hike and his running ability and, you know, big, strong, athletic kid, kind of hard to tackle. Michael Lane, not maybe as big and strong as Hike is.
Still listed at 195.
Still pretty big, still pretty big kid at quarterback. Obviously, if he gets full speed, you don't want to try to meet him in the hole either.
So a fresh set of downs to the Blue Jays. They had to have it. 8:46 to go in the first half. Here's Fitzgerald straight up the middle, right side run off the I formation, and he'll get inside the 25 to the 24. It's a gain of 3 yards on the play. His second carry here on this drive. So we've seen Lang, we've seen Boos, we've seen Fitzgerald leading the charge here for the Blue Jays as they try to cut this deficit in half. Nemaha Central 14-0 at 8:25 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, and it's great to see Sabetha do this here on this drive, start moving the ball down the field. We've been talking about it ever since he got hurt. Holden Edelman not being in the game, still not in, and they're starting to kind of find a way to move the ball.
Offset eye formation, Micah Lang under center, tied into the left, lone receiver left as well. Here's the snap, here's the Will Boost run, and going nowhere as he is dropped in the backfield by the linebacker Sullivan Haverkamp. It's a loss of 2 yards, back to the 26, and now third down and 9, Logan. That's actually a loss of 3, maybe even closer to 4.
Yeah, this is definitely a huge play. Obviously, you can still run the ball here, but you got to find a way to get, you know, at least half of it here. That way you have an easier opportunity on fourth down.
Sullivan Haverkamp, second on the team in total tackles. He's first on the Thunder defense in solo tackles, and that was a big one there in a TFL. Third down and nearly 10 yards to go, and now rolling out in the pocket, throwing as he's hit. It is caught shy of the first down inside the 20. That's going to be a yard shy of the pitch and catch. Believe that was Jack Frazee on the reception.
It was.
And it's a gain of 9, and now fourth and 1. A second fourth down play coming up here for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and we've seen that out to Beth, and Michael Lane does a really good job in faking out the defense, but Neymar Central defensive end there did a really good job of staying home and going towards Lane, not letting him turn it and try to get it to the outside on that scramble. Just a great play by Lane to step up and throw that one and find Frazee.
Another fourth down and 2 yard play here coming up for the Blue Jays out of the offset eye. Another left side run for Michael Lang, and he's got it inside the 15. Big first down for the Blue Jays to the 13, maybe the 12, roughly 6 or 7 on fourth and 2. Blue Jays are in the red zone. It's brought to you by Sarah Fox team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home.
Yeah. And Brandon, let's talk about the atmosphere here. I mean, this place is packed for this game. Obviously, Nemo Central up 14-0, so hopefully it's about the scores here. Obviously, get back to a one-score game, but you just got to love when these two teams match up in a game of this importance.
Two fourth down and 2 conversions on this drive for the Blue Jays, and they have it first and 10 at the Thunder 13. Down 14-0, about halfway into this second quarter. Now we get a whistle and a timeout taken by Michael Glatzik and Nemaha Central. First utilized, it's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Time for a break. You're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. Timeout on the field. We'll take it as well. 6:18 to go in the half. 14-0 Nemaha Central here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Full crew on hand here in Seneca. Nemaha Central 14, Sabetha nothing. 6:18 to go in the first half. Logan Bitterman alongside Brandon Tabman with you, but the Blue Jays driving. They have first down and 10 at the Nemaha Central 13-yard line. Bunch set here under center. Fitzgerald, a left side run. He got through the hole, and he swung down inside the 10. He'll get to the 6. It's a good gain for Curtis Fitzgerald. About 7 yards on the play down to the 6, and that'll bring up a very much more manageable second down. Second and 3 yards to go. Third carry on this drive for the junior fullback, Curtis Fitzgerald. He had a run of 16, 3, and 7, so 3 carries for 26 yards for Fitzgerald on this drive. Second down and 4 officially to the 7-yard line in Nemaha Central. 5:42 to go, first half, clock on the move south. High formation, one receiver to the far side right, ball on the left hash. They go Fitzgerald once again. Boy, they're really utilizing him up the middle, and he gets forward progress close to the first down. We'll check the spot. Kind of a tough angled. Let's see where they mark him down. It was second down and 4, and it looks to be just enough, and it's inside the 5. First and goal, Sabetha at the 2. What a push by Curtis Fitzgerald.
Got a score update for you, Brandon. Class 2A on the same side of the bracket, Caney Valley 8, Osage City 7.
Okay. Winner of this game will get the winner of that game next week. Trip to the state championship game on the line. Of course, Nemaha Central trying to get back to the state title game for a fourth consecutive season. But right now, Blue Jays putting together their best drive of the game so far. First and goal at the 3. Quarterback keeper Micah Lang stood up, and he's dropped down with his back near the goal line. No signal by the official. Took the snap, ran it left. He's going to be maybe a half yard shy. Second and goal from just a tip of the ball outside the end zone.
Yeah, we'll see what Sabetha decides to do here. You'd have to imagine this is probably going to stay in Mike Lane's hand. He's just going to try to go forward as soon as he gets it.
Carter Hike, a pair of touchdown runs for Nemaha Central here in the first half. They lead 14-0, but the Blue Jays first and goal just inside the one. Ball in the left hash. They go right to left. Another eye set. It's going to be a quarterback sneak. Did Lang get in? No official. Yes, there it is from the far side. Judge and the Blue Jays, they had to have it. Touchdown, Sabetha. What a response after a tough three and out on their opening drive, Logan. This time they cover 61 yards. Combination of Lang, Boos, and Fitzgerald leading the charge. It's now 14-6.
Yeah, obviously you're extremely excited that you just scored. But on the downside, you have to think, we're still down one score. If we were down on the first drive, it'd be tied, you know, type of thing. But obviously, you got to make this extra point, make it a 7-point game, and then you got to find a way to get a stop defensively and have to make Nemo Central punt the football back to you. You have a quick score if the Osage City takes the lead 14-8.
Here's Jaden Meyer, the extra point. Boy, he's got a heavy boot, puts it right through the uprights, and a big response by the Sabetha Blue Jays. 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Nemaha Central's lead, it has been cut in half. 14-7 our score. Another timeout on the field. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your car ready for the cold? Winter is coming, and Honeyman Ford wants to make sure your vehicle is up for the challenge. Our expert technicians will check your battery, tires, fluids, and heating system so you can drive with confidence all season long. Schedule your cold weather service prep today at Honeyman Ford, where your safety comes first. Schedule today. Let us pick up and deliver your vehicle to your doorstep. Stay warm, stay safe, only at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It was a have-to-have-it drive for the Sabetha Blue Jays. And how about this, Logan? 13 plays, 61 yards, 7 minutes off the clock. Michael Lang from 1 yard out. His baby's cut in half. 14-7, Nemaha Central. 4.5 minutes to go in the first half.
Yeah, and now if you're Sabetha, the biggest thing, again, you're going to kick the ball off here. Down a score, Nemaha Central gets it with the lead. If you're Sabetha, you got to get a stop. Because if you can get the ball back, maybe try to go find some more points before halftime. You get the ball after half. Try to see if you can't get the ball back and try to double up.
Here's the right foot to the leather. As it's picked up far side of the field, this is Strothman trying to bring it near side and a good tackle in special teams. Hudson Scobie, the freshman, making a play. So Nemaha Central backed up. Their worst starting field position in their three drives tonight. They're back inside their own 25 at their own 23. And they lead it 14-7 at 4:25 to go in this second period. And two Carter Hike touchdowns, which gives him 34 rushing touchdowns this season and 124 in his career. He'll take the first snap on this one, a right side run, gets through the initial line and pinballs his way across the 25 to the 27 for about 4 yards on first and 10. He's got a lot of carries, brother, and they are not afraid to utilize them.
No. He's basically just a, it almost feels like a running back playing quarterback type of situation, but he can throw the ball as well. We've seen it, obviously they don't want to throw the ball as much, you know, as they have to, but if they do, they will, but he, you know, just like his brother running the ball, just a little bit quicker and a little bit shiftier.
They're going to try this screen again, this time completed far side to Seitz, and he bursts through a couple of tackles there, and he's right up near the first down. First pass completion here for Carter Height tonight. Second and 6, they get 7. Seitz on the receiving end and a first down for the Thunder. Jaden Seitz, his fourth reception of the season. He was more heavily utilized in the passing game last season with 9 catches and 3 scores. A first down and 10 for Nemaha Central. You know Coach Glatzik, they want to utilize this remaining 3:20. Sabetha has all 3 of their timeouts. Nemaha Central has burned 1, so they have 2. First and 10 for the Thunder, leading 14-7 here at home. Trip to the semifinals on the line. Another quick hitter again to the near side, and this time incomplete. Right through the hands and leather of Jaden Seitz, incomplete. Stops the clock at 3:09.
Yeah, and that's good for Sabetha because obviously, one, it makes it second down and 10. But again, to your point, stops the clock.
Second down and 10 yards to go. I just feel like this is your opportunity. You get that stop on first down. Can you hold it here? Make it third and long. Get yourself an opportunity to, one, have some time and still have all your timeouts to have that beautiful flip, because you mentioned they get the ball to start the second half, so you can have that end of second quarter drive, get points, come out, get the ball, find a way to completely flip this game in the matter of two possessions.
The biggest thing, though, if you're Sabetha, obviously Amos Central probably going to run this ball here. We'll see. But again, to your point, you had timeouts, but Sabetha loves to run the ball.
Get a stoppage of play here on this second down and 10, and it's going to be another timeout for Nemaha Central. So they burn their second. Timeouts here on KNZA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We step aside. 3:09 to go first half. 14-7, Nemaha Central.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We got Kevin, we got Jake, we got Logan with the Sabetha Channel, Seth in studio on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you so much for tuning in here tonight. Nemaha Central 14, Sabetha 7, 3:09 to go first half. Nemaha Central using their second timeout there, Logan. Got second down and 10 at their own 33.
And if Sabetha, you got to find a way to keep them in the third and long here on this play.
Shotgun set. It's going to be a designed quarterback run. A spin move there for Carter Hayek, and then he's quickly swallowed up and dropped for a minimal gain of about two. He'll get across the 35 to the 36. Again, good pursuit up front on this Sabetha defense. Reed Mitchell in on the stop. But third down and 7, here's the chance of the Blue Jays to get a stop and get off the field.
And obviously Sabetha wants to keep their timeout to kind of wonder if maybe they shouldn't have used one there in third and 7 situation. Obviously, you're letting some time run off the clock, about 20 seconds now, but again, you're going to have all your timeouts if you can hold them here.
2:35 clock moving, and there's a whistle. Did Sabetha burn one? They did. So they stop it there right before the snap on third down and 7 at the 36-yard line. 2:33 to go first half, 14-7 Thunder. Another timeout. Don't go anywhere. Back after this on KNZA.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central 14, Sabetha 7 here on KNZA. Brandon Tamman, Seth Tollefson. KNZA crew, 2:33 to go in the first half. Big play here on both sides of the ball. Thunder out of the timeout. Third down and 7 at their own 36-yard line. Shotgun set. Two receivers. Far side right. Carter Hike takes the snap. Rolling to his right. Maybe looking like that he wants to throw. Instead, he's going to tuck it, keep it, and he'll have a first down up to the 49. Third and 7. He gains 13. Big play and a first down for NC. Now, it looked like for a second he was teasing maybe a throw as he was rolling to his right. He saw a little bit of a crease and he took off, scampered for 13 right about midfield.
Yeah, kind of a read option play for him.
2:12 to go, clock moving here, second quarter. 14-7, Nemaha Central. Another Carter Hike run, hit by Reed Mitchell, trying to push Reed Mitchell forward and finally stood up and sent back by Whitworth, the D-tackle. A forward progress up to the 46 of Sabetha. Clock continues to move here, 1:52. It's a gain of 4 for Carter Hike. Boy, his carries are stacking up here in the first half. So certainly the Blue Jays had a chance to get off the field, but a big 3rd and 7 conversion just a moment ago, and now the Thunder, one timeout left. It's down to 1:35 and moving to zeros. Here's Strothman in motion from near side to far side. They give it to him on a reverse. He cuts it up at the hash mark, and he'll be a yard shy of the first down. He'll get about 5. Reed Mitchell again on the stop, and it's going to bring up third down and 1 at 1:18 to go in the half.
Yeah, and if it's Bethel, you've got to try to find a stop here. They're going to go quick here, Brandon.
So they get on the ball quickly, third down and 1. Pistol set with two receivers to the right. Sights in motion, And Carter Hyde keeps it himself, gets outside the tackle. He has the first down and a touch more inside the 35 to the 34. It's a gain of 7 yards. And again, move the sticks for NC. And now 1 minute exactly and counting down in this second quarter. Still have one timeout. They're at the Sabetha 34-yard line. Ball between the hash marks. Pistol set. Looks back. Says something to his running back, Jaden Sykes, who goes in motion to the near side. They fake the screen. Dart down the middle of the field. And Strothman, a diving effort. Incomplete. A little bit low, a little to his right. But certainly Strothman had a chance to make that catch. Instead, it's incomplete. At 43 seconds to go, it's going to bring up second down and 10.
Yeah, that's the first down-the-field throw we've seen by Carter Hyde. The last time these two teams matched up, they had a 75-yard touchdown pass on the first play. It was a little under route, about 5 yards. Strothman got it, just found the open, and just took it down the Sabetha sideline. And then meanwhile, Central just kind of threw it right over the middle of the field, the little swing passes. Anything down the field, though, Sabetha played it great defensively as far as trying to break it up or getting interceptions. But we see that first one go for an incomplete pass.
43 seconds to go in the half. Carter Hyde up the middle on a quarterback-designed run inside the 30, just churning out more yards. He'll get down near the 26, and Coach Glatzik is going to have to burn his final timeout with 34.7 seconds to go. So on that play, Carter Hyde churned out 7 yards as he continues to pile up the stats here in this opening half. We'll go ahead and keep it right here just because we're late. In this second quarter, 34.7 seconds left. Again, Nemo out of timeouts now, so going to be interesting to see what they do here. They're at the 27, so they're close, but still a little bit of work to do. Sabetha, again, they're going to get the ball to start the third quarter. This is a huge opportunity for this Blue Jays defense to stand tall, get a stop, get off the field, take it into the breakdown seven.
It is. The biggest question mark, if you're a Sabetha fan, what you're thinking or even Sabetha players, is let's not let them get any closer because what's the chances maybe Nemaw Central gets up there, spikes it, and kicks a field goal to try to go up 10 before half and still make it a two-score game?
Well, Levi Thomas is the kicker for Nemaw Central. He's only attempted 2 field goals this season. He has missed them both. He is a little bit over 90% on the extra points, but we'll see if he gets an opportunity. No timeouts left for the Thunder. 35 seconds remaining in the half. They lead the game 14-7, trying to add to it. Ball between the hash marks, going left to right. Play action here for Hyde. He pump fakes once, still looking down the field, now tucking to his right hip and running, and he slips down at the 20. They got to hurry up and get on the ball. It's a gain of 7, but again, no timeouts here for NC. Clock has stopped just for a second because it was a first down. And waiting for it to start, there it goes, 25 and counting. First and 10 at the 20, and Carter Hyde's going to just take the snap and spike it at 22.8.
It's kind of shocking. I don't, as far as high school spiking, I don't know the full rule, but being shotgun and you get it and you spike it, if you're special, you can maybe almost make a case maybe intentional grounding. Obviously, you don't know the rule.
If you really wanted to make the case, I guess you could, but there is no case being made here, so
yeah.
It's officially in the red zone, brought to you by Sarah Fox, team with Stone and Story Real Estate. It's at the 20-yard line. It's Carter Hyde has some time in the pocket. Now being flushed, rolling to his left, backing up, and he's got to get rid of it. Was looking to the far side of the field and Leighton Thomas, but had a little bit of time. The pressure came, and the clock stopped at 15 seconds, but Hyde did probably what he needed to do at that point, just get rid of it, stop the clock, get another try.
Yeah, and the great thing there defensively by Sabetha, one, the coverage, but mainly the DN staying home and just kind of making the line of scrimmage, you know, a lot longer for Hyde. That way he wasn't able to try to scroll or roll out and try to scramble to get yardage.
14-7, Nemaha Central. 15 seconds remaining in the half. They have third down and 10 at the Blue Jay 20. They are in the red zone. Pistol set here for Hyde. Three receivers left, including Mackey, the tight end, tucked up left. Sykes trying to block as Hyde is rolling, looking for someone in the flat. And there's Thomas on the catch. He jumps out of bounds at the 14-yard line. It's a gain of 6. Now 9 seconds remaining. It's going to bring up fourth down and 4. From the 14.
And it looks like the field goal unit is coming on, Brandon.
That's just the third catch this season for Leighton Thomas. The first two receptions were both touchdowns. So his first catch this season that didn't find the end zone, but it gained 6 yards. So here is a field goal try for Levi Thomas. It's to the left hash. He's kicking left to right. This is officially a 32-yard field goal to make this a two-score game late in the second quarter. The holder is Thomas. Good snap, good hold. He's got the distance. The kick is on the way, and it is no good. He missed it left. He's now 0 for 3 this season on field goal attempts, and the Blue Jays get a massive stop at 4.5 seconds to go in the half. 14-7, our score.
And you have to imagine Sebastian is going to go up, just knee this ball, and take it to halftime down 7, getting the ball back to start the second half. You don't want to try to attempt something and, you know, possibly, you know, try to throw the ball and maybe get a pick or something back the other way, but
I would be shocked if they did anything other than
make it right here. It looks like they will.
Boy, the Blue Jays had to have that stop as they're going to get the ball to start the third quarter as Lang takes the snap and takes the knee. And a game we expected to be good has been good through the first two quarters with a trip to Substate on the line. As we are at the half here on KNZA, our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Nemaha Central 14, Sabetha 7. A lot to digest, and we're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Jan, have you seen that green Geico gecko on TV?
I sure have, Amy, and guess what? Now you can see the Geico gecko as Sailor Insurance. Geico has been added to Sailor's extensive company list. Give us a call or stop by our Sabetha or Seneca office to see if a quote with Geico or one of our other companies can save you money.
That's right, Jan. When it comes to insurance, having a local independent agency such as Sailor Insurance is a must. We have numerous choices and provide exceptional personal service to meet your ever-changing needs.
Visit our website at sailorinsurance.com today.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kids sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shot. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, our halftime coverage brought to you by Highland Community College. Full house, packed house, big-time crew on hand for the Nemaha County rivalry here in the 2A sectional playoffs. Appreciate everyone hanging with us, whether you're on the Sabetha channel or dialed in on KNZA. We appreciate it very much. Logan Bitterman alongside Brandon Tabman with you. Nemaha Central 14, Sabetha 7. Your initial thoughts on the first half of play?
Well, Brandon, you talked about it, what Coach Glassick said from the last game where Sabetha just kind of dominated them in every part of the game. Well, so far, Nemaha Central has done that in this game. The game that, you know, obviously every game matters throughout the season, but this one matters the most. Because if you lose, you're done. Your season's over. But if you win, you go to Substate next week. And, you know, for both of these teams, there's a lot on the line, obviously. This is kind of the feel of a championship game in the state of Kansas between these two teams, especially in a big-time game like this is tonight. But for Nemaha Central, you know, if you win, you're hosting no matter what next week. for Sabetha.
Right.
You have to wait and see. We're watching the game right now because they switched it. It's higher seed host. So, if Sabetha, if you were to win, right now Osage State is winning. You're going to get Substate at home next week. Sabetha, you know, the last time they did that was 2018 when they won state. They went undefeated. They got to host Substate that season. But other than that, they haven't done it. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens. Again, if Caney Valley were to come back and win, Sabetha was somehow comes back in this game and wins, they'd go to Caney Valley. But Emaul Central is going to host regardless of what happens in that game if Emaul Central were to win this here tonight. Biggest statement for Sabetha, you found a rhythm that second drive. You were able to move the ball. You got to be able to do that here to start the second half. Down 7, you lost the last game by 2. Same thing happened. Emaul Central went right down the field. Sabetha had a punt. Emaul Central started down the field. Sabetha finally held him. Got the ball back. Sabetha started finding their rhythm offensively. We see it every single time. It seems like when Emaul Central gets up, then Sabetha, hey, let's flip the switch and let's start doing what we do and go down and we got to find a way to get points. You got to find a way to get stops, though. How big was the missed field goal? It looked good from here. The Emaul Central fans were all excited, you know, cheering until the ref said no good. So if you're Sabetha, you're very happy in this situation right now.
Logan alluding to a missed 32-yard field goal by Levi Thomas right in the final seconds of that second quarter. Would have put Nemaha Central up 17-7, but instead it's 14-7 here at the break. Sabetha won the toss, deferred to the second half, so the Blue Jays will have that second half opening possession, but Nemaha Central wasted very little time. A 10-play, 70-yard drive that took less than 4 minutes. Carter Hike had 9 carries for 70 yards, found the end zone to make it 7-0 early, and then the Blue Jays quickly 3 and out on their first drive, which included a 5-yard penalty. And Nemaha took it into the second quarter with a 7-0 lead, and then Carter Hike, just an individual highlight reel on a 3rd-down-and-8-yard play. He goes 23 yards on what looked to be a pass play, but scrambled from left to right, found the end zone, 11 plays, 67 yards in about 5 minutes, made it 14-0. But then Sabetha finally moved the ball, converting 2 fourth-down-and-2 plays on a 13-play, 61-yard drive that covered 7 minutes, and Michael Lang, the 1-yard run, to cut the deficit in half to make it 14-7. And then, as we alluded to a moment ago, Nemaha Central able to convert, get down the field, give Levi Thomas a shot from 32 yards, more than certainly had the distance, but pushed it left. And then one play for Sabetha, took the knee. We head to the halftime break, Thunder 14 and the Blue Jays 7. Halftime coverage continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
Coperion of Sabetha develops innovative solutions and products for various challenges in the plastics, plastics recycling, chemical, battery, food, pharmaceutical, and mineral industries. And they want to wish the Sabetha Blue Jays best of luck at the state tournament.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime on KNZA and the Sabetha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Nemaha Central 14, Sabetha 7. Alongside Logan Bitterman, Brandon Tadman with you, Seth Tollefson in studio. Thanks to Kevin and Jake as well for helping out here on the channel. We'll get to some score updates here in just a bit, but let's go through the stats unofficially here in the first half. Carter Hike leading the way. No surprise once again, unofficially. 23 carries, Logan, 160 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Of course, that second run from 23 yards out on 3rd and long, just an incredible individual effort. And then that first drive of the game that covered 70 yards took him 9 carries by himself, covering all 70 yards. So another big first half. Yeah. He now has 124 career rushing touchdowns. Fantastic career continues, but got to bottle him up a little bit more if you're the Blue Jays in the second half. You get an opportunity to maybe get down, tie the game, you get the ball first, but they've got to find a way to slow down Hike more so than what they've been able to do so far.
Yeah, they have to, and you kind of look at it, obviously, you don't want to put it all on this being the reason, but how big of a loss is Holden Edelman not being in the game? We saw him get hurt, came out, came off Central, a pretty good run. He came back in, they still went down. Just before they scored, he got hurt again.
We haven't seen him back.
And, you know, his size on the D-line, because, you know, he's kind of a wrecking ball on the D-line, if you will, and able to take on multiple blockers and kind of wreck things for the offense for Emaw Central, but we haven't seen him since he got hurt that second time. Will we see him in the second half? We don't know yet. The best is defense, though. You got to find a way. You got to win that line of scrimmage, because if you don't, they might just run the ball on you all night.
So taking away the kneel down by the Blue Jays there to end the half, just 5 possessions between the two teams.
Yeah.
You had 2 touchdowns for Nemaha in their first 2. They missed that field goal. And then Sabetha's 2 drives, 3 and out, and then the touchdown drive. The way this game has gone, you are going to have very limited opportunities for possessions in the second half. I really don't see much in terms of adjustments. Both teams are going to continue to pound it, obviously with Hike. You want to see Will Boos get going. Who would have thought a 7-point game, a near 1,300-yard or near 1,400-yard rusher this season, senior running back Will Boos, 5 carries, 3 yards
in
the first half.
It's just not something you typically see out of Will Boos. Usually he's up there around the 100-yard marker, you know, or close to it, if he doesn't reach that spot. One thing we've seen so far, these teams have played really, really clean, good football. We've seen the 1 penalty on Sabetha for a false start, but
That's the only penalty we've seen. Yeah.
No turnovers
in
this game yet. You got to wonder, is there going to be a penalty? Maybe a turnover, you know, or something crazy that could really help one of these teams win this game. We'll have to wait and see, obviously, what happens down the stretch, but this kind of gives you the feel that possibly whoever has the ball last will have a chance of winning this game.
So we mentioned Carter Hike unofficially, 23 carries for 160 and 2 scores. Not else in terms of utilization. Caleb Stroppin had 2 carries for 14 yards. Jaden Seitz had 3 carries for 15 yards. Leighton Thomas had a catch for 6 yards. Jaden Seitz also a catch out of the backfield for 7 yards. So Hike in the passing game, just 2 for 7 for 13 yards. And then you look on the other side, we mentioned Will Boos, leading rusher for the Blue Jays, just 5 carries for 3 yards in this opening half. But really the big burst on that touchdown drive was the fullback, Curtis Fitzgerald. He had 4 carries for 31 yards, really leading that charge on that drive.
Yeah, and Curtis Fitzgerald is kind of a bigger he plays the fullback position, but he's actually a running back, and he's kind of a bigger body, and he can, you know, kind of ground and pound it right up the middle. Obviously, one guy that for Sabetha, that we kind of talked about it there on that touchdown drive, Michael Lane. Is kind of, you know, not necessarily as beefy as Hike is, but he's got some size to him.
Like I said, still
if he gets going, you know, he can run you over too. So both of these teams, kind of a mirror image. Seneca just runs a little bit more of a spread offense and likes to, you know, just kind of keep it with Hike, whereas the Sabetha tries to get it to multiple different guys until somebody can start hitting, and then they try to utilize that guy until they finally get him stopped, and then it goes to somebody else.
Michael Lang, the junior quarterback for the Blue Jays, 2 of 2 passing for 16 yards and then 5 carries for 19 yards and the lone touchdown for the Blue Jays here tonight. Stats all season long on KNZA, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tankin, Kay Ondler, Michelle Callison, or any K Tax Services with a new location on Highway 75 in Holton. That's Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Halftime score here in Seneca, Nemaha Central 14 and Sabetha 7. More halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Avid car buyer Joel Klein thoroughly enjoyed his time with Holt House Auto House.
One of the best buying experiences I've ever had when I bought cars, and I have purchased over 30 in my lifetime. We purchased a 2007 Jeep Wrangler. I would recommend wholeheartedly to use them. They are great to work with and very personable, and they're really smooth.
Our name means a great deal at Holt.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
This is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. There are two main reasons why the chiropractic adjustment is so important. The first is to restore mobility to the spine, which is important because mobility is the key to longevity. The better the spine moves, the longer it will last. The second is to keep the nervous system healthy. Every organ, tissue, and cell in the body is regulated by the nervous system. So a healthier nervous system means a healthier body. The chiropractic adjustment is natural, safe, and effective. Call Luker Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to experience it today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show continues on KNZA. Brandon Tam and Logan Bitterman, Seth Tollefson with you. Brought to you by Highland Community College. Final segment here before we get to the start of the second half. Let's go through some scores real quick. We still got area teams in action. Five Big East League teams still alive as we hit this sectional round on Friday night. Of course, Nemaha, Sabetha duking it out here. Thunder 14, Blue Jays 7. In the 1A class, Rossville at Pitt Colgan. Colgan undefeated, Rossville 9-1. Rossville's only loss to Nemaha Central back in week 3. Rossville 14, Colgan 6 is that halftime score. Also, 3A class, Jefferson West and Hayden, a rematch from a regular season finale in which Hayden beat Jeff West 42-0. Hayden right now a 22-8 lead on the Tigers. The other 3A matchup for the Big East League is Holton at Santa Fe Trail. That one deadlocked at 14-14 at the half. Another 1A matchup, Jackson Heights and Riverside in the Cyclones of Riverside, a 14-6 halftime lead. And the Nate Mann D2 ranks Axtell, the four-time champs, leading Frankfurt at the end of the first quarter. That one is 22-0. Get our halftime score here in Seneca, 14-7. Nemaha Central, a final 60-second TO. Don't go anywhere. Second half coming your way next.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
It's the Honeyman Ford year-end sales event. Drive into the new year with unbeatable savings on your favorite Ford models, small town handshakes, big city selection. Hurry in, these offers won't last. Visit Honeyman Ford today or check us out online at honeymanford.com. The clock's ticking. Don't miss your chance to upgrade and save big. Honeyman Ford, proud supporter of local youth and community organizations.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mentioned some other area scores right before that timeout. Got to thank Holt House Auto House in Fairview for our score updates. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Logan, BT, Seth in studio. Appreciate Kevin, Jake for the Sabetha Channel. 14-7 Nemaha Central. Thunder ready to kick it off. Logan from left to right. Blue Jays down 7. Opening possession of the third quarter. Keys to a second half win for either side.
For Sabetha, you got to keep doing what you were doing on that last drive that you scored the touchdown on. Defensively for Sabetha, you've got to find a way to win the line of scrimmage and keep Hike from being able to run the ball, because that is what has gotten the Nemaha Central offense going. For Nemaha Central, you've got to be able to keep Hike going. If you can keep him going, you can pretty much do what you want offensively. Defensively for Nemaha Central, again, they have to win the line of scrimmage, and they have to keep Will Vue's ball up, because if Will Vue starts going off here in the second half, this could be a really good game down the stretch.
Curtis Fitzgerald running up on it for the return for the Blue Jays after the NC kickoff. Forward progress across the 30 to the 33. Blue Jays from their own 33 get going here in the third quarter, trailing here in Seneca 14-7.
Yeah, and if just Beth again down 7, this is a big, big drive to try to start the second half. You're coming out off that missed field goal right before halftime by NC, and you have the chance to go down and tie the game.
Michael Lang, the one-yard touchdown run for the Blue Jays, their lone score here tonight. 14-7, Nemaha Central, 8 consecutive wins for the Thunder over the Blue Jays. Sabetha looking for their first win over NC since 2020. First play of the third quarter, option left. Good keeper by Michael Lang, and he shimmies his way across the 40. He'll get near the 43, and that's a 9-yard option keeper to the left. Second down and 1 coming up. Good opening play there by the Blue Jays offense.
Brandon, we still haven't seen Holden Edelman in the game. He's actually just walking out here from halftime. We'll have to see if he can get back in. He does have his helmet on, so see if they can get him back in some point.
Yeah, certainly that was a key loss early on in that first half for the interior on both sides for the Blue Jays. 11:20 to go, third quarter. 14-7, Nemaha Central, second down and 1 for the Blue Jays across their own 40. Will Vue's burst to speed. He's at midfield and finally stalled up and kept the legs churning all the way down to the 41-yard line. It's a gain of 17. Just 5 carries, 3 yards in the first half. Ripping one right there. Boost for 17.
Yeah, and if you're Sabetha, that's what you got to do. You got to find a way to get Will Vue's going, running the ball. Because he's got speed, he's got a burst, but he's also really strong, you know, for a little running back. He's got strength. He can take on several guys and have, you know, guys trying to tackle him. He'll just drag them down the field, kind of like Hike does. A great play there.
Will Boost now officially over 1,400 rushing yards on the season. They go to Fitzgerald. Fullback dive, stood up, and sent back fairly quickly. Forward progress, maybe a half yard at best. Good job up front by that Nemaha Central front led by Kyler Ganstrom. No gain on the play for Fitzgerald. Second down and maybe a half yard. We'll still call it second down and 10 as we're 90 seconds into the third quarter. Nemaha Central leading 14-7. Fitzgerald in that first half, 4 carries for 31 yards. Second down, a short 10, under center. Will Vue's on the give, trying to get away from one. He cannot do so. Sent back on the play by Ganstrom, and maybe got back to the line of scrimmage on that left side run. It's third and long here for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, now you got to try to find, you got to at least try to maybe get half of this, because obviously you're kind of in that territory where you don't want to punt the ball. You want to go for it if you have to, but you don't want to make it like a fourth and, you know, 7 or longer.
Third down, 10 yards to go here for the Blue Jays. First drive of the third quarter. They trail here in Seneca 14-7, 2A sectional round playoff game. They go from right to left here on this drive. Ball's on the near side hash. Tight set under center. They go Fitzgerald on the run, straight up the middle. And again, good push. He'll get more than half of it. He'll gain 6 on the simple dive right up the middle. And now a fourth down and 4 play here for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, now if you're Sabetha, the good thing here is you kind of have Nemaha Central in that point where do they defend the run or do they look for maybe a pass here? Obviously, you can throw this ball. We've seen one completed pass for the Blue Jays here tonight that went for about 9 yards. Possibly do that here. We'll see.
Coming into tonight, the Blue Jays offense converted 54% of their fourth downs. They converted 2 on that last touchdown drive late in the second quarter.
And Nemaha Central, is it Nemaha Central or Sabetha?
And a timeout is called. So the Blue Jays burn an early timeout. The first drive here in the third quarter. A big play coming up. We'll keep it right here. 9:01 to go, third quarter. 14-7 Nemaha Central. But as I just mentioned, that touchdown drive in the second quarter for the Blue Jays, not once, but twice they convert on fourth down. They're going to have to do it again. Fourth down and 4 from the NC 36.
Yeah, and right before they called the timeout there, Will Vue's came out for Cole Middle coming in at running back. Kind of gives you more of a passing back, if you will, because, you know, last year, especially we saw it with Cole Middle, they'd always, you know, flex him out in the slot position at the receiver spot. Kind of gives you that threat there, so we'll see what Sabetha dials up here on this fourth down. You've got to get the first down here because you don't want to give Nemaha Central the ball, still down by 7.
Timeouts on KNCA brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Again, appreciate everyone hanging with us. That's Allison, our studio producer, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Sabetha, fourth down and four out of the timeout. First drive of the third quarter. Ball at the NC 36-yard line. 9:01 to go in this third period. 14-7, the Nemaha Central lead. Let's see if Middled is a factor. He appears to be in that huddle, and he is in the backfield. Fitzgerald in front. The eye set as the tight end left is Reed Mitchell. Fourth down and four here for Sabetha. There's the snap. It's a quarterback keeper. Lang is tripped up, and he falls forward. He might be shy. Boy, this is going to be real close, Logan.
Yeah, they might have to be the chains on this one, but I think you might be right, Brandon. He might be just short.
He was chopped down at the knees about 2 yards shy, and he just launched his body forward. I don't know, man. We have a tough angle here.
Oh, it looks like the head ref gave them the first down.
Wow. So needing four, he might have got four and a sneeze there.
Yeah.
A huge first down and a third fourth down conversion here tonight for the Blue Jays offense. They had to have it.
Coach Zlatsik was asking about it. I think he wanted a measurement. Doesn't get it there, and Sabetha gets a big, big first down.
And all three of the fourth down conversions tonight off the legs of quarterback Micah Lang. Again, we had kind of a diagonal-ish kind of angle. It was tough for kind of where we're standing, but they get the first down. 8:25, clock moving third quarter, fresh set of downs for the Blue Jays. Under center, they fake once. Cole Middle, the left side run, and he fights forward inside the 25 down to the 22-yard line. He gains 9 on the play. It's second down and 1. Good run by Cole Middle.
Yeah, and if you're Sabetha right now, you kind of have momentum. You know, you went. We kind of saw the last time these two teams matched up. Nemaha Central had all the momentum right at the beginning of the game through the entire first quarter. Sabetha, you know, kind of started flipping the script, had it pretty much the rest of the game till the very end. And so far, that's kind of what we're seeing. We'll see if they can get a touchdown.
7:48 to go. Second down and 1. Nice run play to the right side. Fitzgerald spinning across a couple purple jerseys, and he is more well across that first down line. Inside the 20 to the 16. It's a gain of 6. And in the red zone, brought to you by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home. First and 10 Blue Jays at the Nemaha Central 17 officially. Gain of 5 at 7.5 minutes to go in the third. Blue Jays on the move, trailing 14-7. Under center, Michael Lang. It's a toss right. Will Boos going to cut it up. Breaks one, breaks the second, inside the 5, and he's brought down near the goal line. Boy, he nearly got bumped into the end zone. And from the 17 inside the 5, let's see where they mark him out. One of the better runs tonight. It looks to be at the 2-yard line for the Blue Jays. A gain of 15 for Will Boos.
Yeah, that's big because now you can use Michael Lane, his size. You can get him on a little QB keep again here down this close to the end zone.
Will Boos had all of 5 carries for 3 yards in the first half. He has 2 runs on this drive alone, one for 17 and that one for 15. Sabetha on the verge of potentially tying this game. Here's Michael Lang taking the snap, working left, and he got nowhere quickly. He might have lost a yard there back to the 3. It's going to bring up second down and goal. Good pursuit up front by NC. And it appears he did lose a yard back to the 3. So second down and goal. It's just so much more of a challenge when you get this deep inside the 10, inside the 5. Everything just shrinks up. And what's been a very physical game tonight, not going to change here, as Sabetha's trying to pound it in here down 14-7, nearing the halfway point of this third quarter. They go eye set, 2 tight ends, 1 to each side. It's going to be a fake, and ripped down, another loss. It's Kyler Ganstrom again, the Thunder leader in tackles for loss here in 2025, and that might be another back to the 5. It's a loss of 2, and the Blue Jays now 3rd and goal from there.
Yeah, I think Michael Lane had the option that he could have pitched it to Views, just never really saw him, just immediately, as soon as he tried to come off that fake handoff, immediately got wrapped up and just never had the chance.
5:45, clock moving south. It was first and goal at the 2, Logan. 2 tackles for loss, back-to-back plays by this NC defense, and now the Blue Jays 3rd and goal from the 5.
Yeah, and we'll see if this is 4-down territory. If Sabetha doesn't get this, they kick it.
Michael Lang takes the snap, works it right, following his blockers, and he's into the end zone for the Blue Jays touchdown. Had to have it once again, and Michael Lang comes through. Second touchdown on the ground for him tonight gives him 12 rushing TDs on the year. And the Blue Jays at 5:26 to go. They take more than half the time off the clock here on that opening drive in the third quarter. They're a PAT from tying this game.
Yeah, this is crucial. You've got to make this to make this game tied.
Second touchdown tonight. It is 14-13. Jayden Meyer ready to try to tie this thing up for Sabetha. What an opening drive. They converted a 4th-and-4 en route. And they certainly had to earn it. They had 1st-and-goal at the 2, ended up at 3rd-and-goal at the 5. And they get it in anyways. Is Meyer looking to tie the game with the extra points, and he buries it. 5:26 to go, third quarter. Nemaha County rivalry deadlocked at 14. 5:26 to go, third quarter. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
November is American Diabetes Month, and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central, Sabetha tied at 14-14. That drive for the Blue Jays, a Micah Lang 5-yard touchdown run. The second 11-play touchdown drive here tonight. This one covered 67 yards, took over half the time off the clock in the third quarter. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire, Logan Bitterman, Brandon Tabman. But heck of a response to the Blue Jays coming right out the gate, taking more than half the time off the clock. Micah Lang is second TD here tonight.
Yeah, now you're going to have to come out if you're Sabetha defensively. You're going to have to find a way to get a stop. If you're Nemaha Central, the one thing you do like about it is it leaves Carter Hike on the sideline to get a little bit more refreshed coming out here on offense. That way he can try to run the ball.
Here's Jayden Meyer, boot to leather. It's a short high kick. Strothman takes the return, coming to the near side, chopped down, and a good tackle in the open field to the 25. Sabetha, a little momentum. Nemaha Central now their first offensive possession of the third quarter. We're deadlocked at 14-14 at 5:21 to go in the third. We talked about it at halftime and in the first half. Possessions hard to come by. Don't these teams like to churn it out on the ground, and that takes time off the clock. 14-14 tie, 5:21 to go, third quarter. Carter Hike won 60 and 2 tuts in the first half, and now we get our second penalty of the game. And the second against the Blue Jays, and this one is an offside, and Nemaha Central is going to get a free 5 yards. It's going to bring up first down and 5.
Yeah, that's not what you want to do, obviously. You don't want to come out after you tie the game and then turn around and get a 5-yard penalty against yourselves on defense.
Just the second penalty tonight on either side. Sabetha has them both. 5:20 to go, third quarter. 14-14 tie. First and 5 now. As Strothman gets it. Near side, end around. He made one guy miss. He doesn't make the second one miss. He'll cross the 30 out to the 33. Finishing that tackle, Lincoln Middle from the strong safety position. Strothman a little bit slow to get up. He gets 3. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 2.
Yeah, and right before they stopped the play, Nemaha Central snapped the ball on the penalty and ran the exact same play. So they just said, hey, we're just going to go ahead and run it anyway, and they get a couple yards.
Carter Ike in the pistol, nobody with him, takes it himself, following his blocks, being patient, just needing 2. He's got the first down. He picks up 4. Now to the 37. So a first down there for Nemaha Central. 24th carry tonight for Carter Ike. He now has 164 yards on the ground. And officially, again, 23 carries, 160 yards, and both touchdowns in the first half for Nemaha Central. He has 36 touchdowns on the ground this season and 124 on the ground in his career. 4:25 to go, clock moving, third quarter. We're deadlocked at 14-14 here in Seneca. Here's a snap. They fake a reverse. Hyde keeps it himself. Gets hit by 3, now 4, now 5 jersey, somehow pushing that pile. That is near a first down. He's going to salvage 8 yards on the play. He pushed that pile maybe 4 or 5 extra yards.
Yeah, you can tell some of the Sabetha defenders trying to strip the ball, trying to just grab it and trying to rip it out to try to force a turnover. And, you know, against somebody like Hike, That's fine if you have somebody that's making the tackle. You obviously just want to try to get him down to the ground as quickly as you can.
Second down and two for Nemaha Central, approaching midfield. They're at the 46. Another Carter Hike run, and this time he's hit, dropped down by Michael Lang, and he's going to have just enough to the 49. It's a gain of three and another Thunder first down. How many more possessions are these teams going to have if you really think about it?
Well, we'll see. Obviously, this is the first one for Nemaha Central in this second half, and we're down to about 3.5 minutes left in this quarter. Maybe one, maybe two more either way, but that could be about it.
First and 10, ball just shy of midfield. Another quick hitter to Strothman on the end around, and he is buried in the backfield. That is a huge loss. Micah Lang, another TFL. It's going to be a loss of three, second down and 13, back to the 46.
Great play there defensively by the Blue Jays to able to force a tackle for a loss and make it a long second down here, second and 13.
We've seen that play a couple times tonight, that little bunch formation, a quick little pitch on the end around. Strothman's had that twice. He had an 8-yard run on it in the first half. That one lost three. Second down, 13 yards to go at the 46-yard line. Under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. We're deadlocked at 14. Carter Hike faking a screen left. Now he bounces it out right, and he spins up to midfield and maybe a scotch into Blue Jays territory. But they get him down quickly. It's a gain of four right to the midfield stripe, and third and nine coming up for NC right at midfield on the near side hash.
Yeah, and if Sabetha, you've got to try to keep them right about here. You don't want to really give them any yardage here. Try to, because that way, if they do decide to go for it, it's a long fourth down play. We'll see what the Sabetha defense can do.
Two receivers, far side left, one right. Jack Mackey, the tight end, tucked up near side left. Here's the snap. Rolling to his left is Carter Height. Holding it at the right hip. Now he's tucking. He's running. He's hit. He's dropped. He'll gain three, and that's it. Fourth down and six for Nemaha Central here at the Blue Jays 47.
Yeah, this is going to be a big play because if Nemaha Central decides to go for this and Sabetha holds them, they're going to have good field position. It looks like they're going to bring the punting unit on.
What a stop by the Blue Jays defense as Nemaha Central appears to be punting it for the first time tonight. We are under 2 minutes to go. The clock is moving. Here in quarter number three, it is a 14-14 tie here in the Nemaha County rivalry, and the Blue Jays on the verge of getting it back.
Cole Mendel is the lone return man here for Sabetha. If you're Sabetha, you got to be possibly aware of maybe a fake punt here.
And Old is back, standing inside his own 15, and now that snap gets over the head, and it's still on the ground, and the Blue Jays may have it. It's a box snap on a punt, and the Blue Jays have it at the Thunder 35 on a huge turnover here late in the third.
We said it, no turnovers, one flag coming in the second half. We got one flag here on this drive, and now we have our first turnover of the game and a big, big momentum shift to the Blue Jays sideline here in this one as it's tied. And Sabetha has great starting field position, Brandon.
By far and away, their best starting field position tonight, and they have a chance to take their first lead with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. We're even Stevens at 14-14, a bad snap on a punt. Blue Jays pounce on it, and they're in business at the 35. First snap of this drive, Michael Lang, Will Boos, left side run, chased down quickly. Believe that was Sullivan Haverkamp who made the stop. Minimal gain of a yard to the 34. Second down and nine to go. 14-14 tie, officially under a minute to go in this frame.
Yeah, if it's Bethel, obviously you don't want to go too fast. Obviously you want to keep getting yardage every play as much as you can, but you also want to work the clock because, again, to your point, Brent, how many more opportunities are you going to get with the football?
I feel like the opportunities are fairly limited,
yeah,
the way this game has played out through dang near three quarters. 35 seconds and counting, 14-14 tie, second and nine. It's a toss right for Will Boos, trying to find a seam. He had a little bit of a burst, and he's up near the first down. He'll be 2 yards shy. He'll gain seven. Third down and two coming up as we are now at 22 seconds and counting in this third quarter. Let's see if the Blue Jays hurry, or let's see if they take this thing to the fourth quarter.
And the way Coach Mueller looks, it looks like he's just going to let go quarter.
I think we all might need a breather here,
yeah,
in between the third and fourth quarter. How about it, folks? We got one more quarter of action on deck. The Blue Jays, third and two from the Nemaha Central 27 when we come back. It's a 14-14 tie here in the sectional round of the 2A playoffs. Boy, don't go anywhere. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big play to start the fourth quarter. Sabetha, third down and two at the Nemaha Central 27-yard line and a 14-14 tie. Fitzgerald has it and more. Stays on his feet, turns to the right, and finally tripped up inside the 15. He is down to the 12. It's a burst of 15 yards on third and short. Curtis Fitzgerald, kind of a mini MVP for this Blue Jays running attack.
Yeah, done a great job so far here tonight. Every time he's gotten the ball, has been stopped a couple times, but he's just kind of said, you know what? You know, I'm not going to go down without a fight here. This is literally both teams' season on the line, and we got 11:40 left to find out who's going to win this one.
And if you're just joining us, a short field here for the Blue Jays. They're trying to capitalize after a botched snap on a punt attempt by Nemaha Central just a few moments ago. Will Voos tripped up inside the 10. He'll get to the 9 on a right side I formation run. He'll gain 2. Voos has had much bigger impact here in the second half compared to the first, and we got a player down. How about this sportsmanship? Nemaha Central player down, and not sure if it was a cramp. Sabetha's, see, that was Reed Mitchell,
yeah,
who had maybe picked up the right leg of the injured NC player. Not sure who it is as of yet.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to help him. The rest kind of said, no. You go back to your huddle.
And it appears just maybe a cramp, but not going to speculate too much. Nonetheless, we've got to stop in the action, but as I just mentioned, Nemaha Central punting it away around midfield. The botch and drop snap. The punter tried to pick it up, couldn't do so. Blue Jays pounced on it, starting this drive at Nemaha's 35 late in that third quarter. They've carried it 44 seconds into the fourth quarter. They are inside the Nemaha Central 10. Now they can still get a first down. It is 2nd and 8 from the 9. So not quite goal to go yet. We're sitting on a 14-14 tie, and this Blue Jays team, really since the first quarter, has flipped the script and has made this game very tight and very interesting with a trip to the semifinals on the line.
Yeah, Brandon, the one thing you got to sit here and think about, you just alluded to it, you can still get another first down. Obviously, you don't have to go forward to the end zone. What you're thinking right now, if you're Sabetha, in your mindset is, we got to get to the one-yard line. If we can get to the one-yard line, we have a shot.
So trying to confirm the injured at Nemaha Central Thunder, and that's Kyler Ganstrom. He's had a big night tonight. He's got a couple tackles for loss and has made a couple of good plays, but he is walking off the field under his own power to the near sideline. But at least for now, Ganstrom off the field. We got 11:16 left in this game, a 14-14 tie. Carter Hike, 2 touchdown runs for the Thunder. Micah Lang, 2 touchdown runs for the Blue Jays. Sabetha in search of their first lead here tonight. They have scored 14 unanswered and trying to make it more unanswered. 2nd down and 8 from the Thunder 9-yard line. They operate left to right here in the final frame. Ball in the near side hash. They go Fitzgerald's way, and he is drilled right at the line of scrimmage for no gain on the play. And that stick there, Derek Rosenberger, who came in for the injured Canstrom, making the play for no gain. And now 3rd down and 8 here, Logan, at the 9-yard line.
Yeah, you could still throw this ball. Obviously, it's a little harder, you know, to your point earlier on the last drive. You know, a lot less field to cover for the Nemaha Central defense. for Newmont Central, you got to find a way to try to get a stop here. Sabetha, again, you got to tell yourself, we need at least the first down at the one-yard line.
Receiver to the left. They go left side. Will Vu's getting away. Burst of speed. Turns it to his right. Gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Blue Jays. Third down and 8 from the 9. Will Vu's getting it done, making it 20-14 Blue Jays. 10-19 to go in the game.
Now you look back and you look at the botched punt for Newmont Central and how crucial that was to help Sabetha on that short yardage here on that drive.
20 unanswered points for the Sabetha Blue Jays. At one point down 14-0 in the second quarter. We stand tall now at 10-19 to go in the fourth. And they're trying to make this a 7-point lead, are the Blue Jays. And now we get a stoppage of play and a penalty marker on the extra point. I think movement up front. It is a false start against Sabetha. So a little bit more of a challenging extra point on the way coming for Jayton Meyer. Third penalty tonight in the second half for the Blue Jays.
Coach Caleb Moore was wanting a offsides call. Obviously he doesn't get it.
So back it up 5. But Will Vu's finding the end zone. He had a quiet first half, but he has been very crucial in this second half. Now over 1,400 yards. That's his 17th rushing touchdown by far and away. Leads the squad for the Blue Jays this season. It's a 25-yard extra point, and it's blocked. So Nemaha gets a big stuff. It's a 6-point game, 20-14. Thunder trailing for the first time tonight at home with 10:19 to go in the game. Don't go anywhere. More action after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arms. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrobed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrobed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabetha, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A lot of ways you can describe what we have seen tonight. This game has been a banger. It's been great. It's been awesome. It's been fun. It's a rivalry. Second meeting this season, Nemaha Central and Sabetha. 20 unanswered Blue Jay points, Logan. It is 20-14 Sabetha, 10-19 to go. They take advantage of the Nemaha Central turnover in the short field. 3rd and 8 from the NC9. Will Vu's a scamper for a touchdown.
Yeah, but the biggest thing about that drive for Sabetha, the missed extra point off the block by NC.
And
that could
be
crucial.
There was a 5-yard penalty, too. So, again, it was backed up 5 on the false start. But nonetheless, Blue Jays have their first lead of the game here tonight. Strothman receiving end at the 10-yard line. Cuts it. He's at the 25. Gets away from 1. Burst of speed. Finally spun down near the 35. They'll get him down at the 33. 10-11 to go in the game. Sabetha 20. Nemaha Central 14. Here come the Thunder. First time tonight on offense trailing in this game.
Yeah, and this is big. Jayton Meyer is limping, going off the field here. As soon as he kicked that ball, he could tell something wasn't right. Possibly a cramp there, too. We'll see. But he kind of struggled getting off. Was able to run off on his own, just a little hesitant there.
3-minute, 35-yard touchdown drive capped off from 9 yards out by Will Vu's. That last touchdown drive brought to you by Wilson Tire. So here we go, 20-14, Sabetha by 6. Carter Hike, here he goes on 1st and 10. Makes a man miss to the right, cuts back left, dragging defenders. He has a first down all the way up to the 45, starts right, comes back left. He gains 12, and a Nemaha Central first down. He had 160 on the ground on 23 carries in the first half, and that's just his 6th carry here in the second half. So credit to Sabetha on both sides of the ball for sure. 1st and 10 at the 45 of Nemaha Central, under 10 minutes to go in the game. Sabetha leading by 6. Another Carter Hike run. Again starting right, coming back left. Reed Mitchell will finish that tackle off. But not before Hike gets into Blue Jay territory at the 49 for a gain of 6 yards, and it's going to bring up 2nd down and 4.
Yeah, and if it's Sabetha, your biggest thing here is you got to find a way to get a stop at Nemaha Central. You don't want to score too quickly if you do go down and score here, because if you do and keep enough time, Sabetha possibly go back the other way.
The Sabetha has taken a timeout here in the second half. Nemaha Central has all three. Blue Jays with two left. 9:13 to go. Clock moving in the fourth quarter. 20-14 our score. Nemaha trailing here at home. Here's Carter Hike again. Straight up the middle. Business as usual for him. He gets to the 40 for a gain of 9. Now, Michael Glatzik has told me time and time again he has never seen a player like Carter Hike who late in games becomes harder and harder to bring down.
Yeah. Well, it also helps when Sabetha runs, you know, over half of the third quarter. That way Hike can just keep resting on the bench and get, you know, a little bit more strength back in him to come out here in games like this.
8:47 to go in the game. First and 10 at the Sabetha 40 and taken down at the line of scrimmage. That's a good defensive play there. Malachi Strom, the sophomore. That is how you get hiked down in the open field. No gain on the play. Second down and 10. Ball between the 40 and the 39 of the Blue Jays.
Yeah, that's huge for Sabetha because now you've got second down and 9 here. As far as the defense is concerned, now you got to try to find a way to get a stop on this one and make it another third down and long. For Nemaha Central, again, you've got to try to find a way to get some yardage here to make it third and short.
Blue Jays have scored 20 unanswered points. They lead here at Nemaha Central 20-14. Under 9 minutes to go in the game. NC on the move, second and 9 from the Blue Jay 40. Hike running left, cuts it up, bouncing off one. He's inside the 35, still churning, back to the end zone. And his back falls forward to the 31. He gains 8, and it's going to bring up a third down and 1 scenario just shy of the Blue Jay 30.
And Camden Whitwer, for Sabetha, defensive lineman, was right there. As soon as Hike went to take off, as soon as he got the ball, was right there to make the tackle. Just put through the arm out there, just not able to secure it and make a wrap for a tackle, and Hike just breaking him.
Clock at 7:36, moving south. Sabetha 20, Nemaha Central 14, 3rd and 1 here for the Thunder. As Hike started right, cuts it back left, following his left guard and Hendricks Wall, and he's got the first down inside the 30 to the 28. It's a gain of 3 yards. Nemaha Central trailing here at home. So many storylines for them, trying to make their fourth consecutive state championship game. Losing last season in Hutch to Southeast of Saline, won the previous two titles in 2022 and 2023. But getting a heavy test here from the Blue Jays tonight. Here's Carter Hike following his block. Has a nice move. He's inside the 20, and he's down near the 15. They'll get him at the 16 for a gain of 12 yards. And with that, Nemaha Central in the red zone. Sponsored by Sarah Fox Team with Stone & Story Real Estate. Getting you closer to your dream home. 6:52 to go in the game. Clock moving. Sabetha 20, Nemaha Central 14. But the Thunder balancing. Pretty good drive here, Logan.
Yeah, and the good thing for Sabetha, even if Nemaha Central scores, there should be a decent amount of time left to get the ball back. We'll see. But who knows?
Sullivan Haverkamp, the man in motion out of the backfield. And it is Carter Hike churning the legs. A left side run. Stood up quickly. Forward progress still about 3 or 4. The carries pile up. It looks to be officially a gain of 3 to the 12. So call it a long 6, short 7.
Yeah.
As we are approaching the halfway point here in the fourth quarter, 20-14 Sabetha. But the Thunder down 6, second down and 6 at the Blue Jay 12. Right side run this time for Carter Hike, and he's taken down inside the 10. He's close to the first down, but appears to be a yard shy. So he gets 5, and it's going to bring up 3rd down. Well, let's see. Officially 3rd and 2, so he gets 4. It is officially at the Blue Jay 8-yard line. 5:38 to go. Clock continues to move. Here in the fourth quarter, 2A sectional game. It's been a doozy. 3rd down and 2 play coming up here. Hike about to take the snap and then looks back at his coaching staff here on the near sideline. Maybe a change at the line of scrimmage. Sullivan Haverkamp parked up behind. Now he goes out to the far side in motion, and it's going to be a Hike run. Starts right, cuts back left. He's going to have the first down, and he's going to be inside the 5 near the 3. First down and goal for Nemaha Central, down 6 at 5:13 to go in the game. We are in store, Logan, what I believe to be a fantastic finish.
Oh, yeah, I think it definitely will be. Obviously, we'll have to see how this drive ends. You got first and goal at the 3. Who knows?
Carter Hyken scored both touchdowns tonight here for NC. Can he make it a hat trick? He starts up the middle. Boy, he got mollywopped and sent back. He might have barely got back to the line of scrimmage there. I think the heavy hit coming from Cole Menold. When it looks to be maybe a half yard, we'll call it no gain on the play. Clock at 4:37 and counting here in the fourth. 20-14, Sabetha by 6. But second and goal for Nemaha Central at the Blue Jay 3.
Starting middle backer Jaden Meyer finally back into the game for the Blue Jays here on this drive.
Good to see that. 4:25 to go. Clock moving. Second and goal at the 3. Once again, Carter Hike straight up the gut. Not sure if he got close. Well, he is close. Beg your pardon, but he is shy of the end zone. He got 2-1, Logan. Third down and goal from right there.
Yeah, this is big because now for Nemaha Central, it's kind of like what we saw with the best of Michael Lane. You know, with his size, he can just kind of stretch the ball out. He can go either way. Nemaha Central, they love running that, you know, spread shotgun formation. Carter Hike, he could go either way, or he could go right up the middle. If you're Sabetha, you've got to find a way to keep him bottled up and not let him get there.
Look at that clock just churning and churning. We're at 3:49 and counting in this game. 20-14, Sabetha. But Nemaha Central, third and goal. Carter Hike with power right up the middle, following his center. Did he get in? Touchdown, Nemaha Central. The hat trick for Carter Hike. At 3:39 to go in the game, that ties the game at 20 apiece.
Now the big thing is the extra point. Nemaha Central blocks Sabetha's. Let's see what happens on this one.
Oh, my goodness. Again, Levi Thomas. He is 2-for-2 tonight on extra points. He is 48 out of 53, including the two tonight, to take the lead. It's on the way. And he got it. Nemaha Central responds. The third touchdown tonight for Carter Hike. Sabetha down one. 3:39 left in the game. Don't go anywhere. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
Coperion of Sabetha develops innovative solutions and products for various challenges in the plastics recycling, chemical, battery, food, pharmaceutical, and mineral industries. And they want to wish the Sabetha Blue Jays best of luck at the state tournament.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
My, oh my, how did we get here? Logan Bitterman, Brandon Tabman, 3:39 to go in Seneca. Nemaha Central with a third rushing touchdown tonight from Carter Hike. 37 rushing touchdowns on the year, 125 for his career. Difference right now, a blocked extra point. Thunder 21, Blue Jays 20. Blue Jays, two timeouts, 3:39, chance to go win this game.
They're about to get the football, and Will Vuce is starting to heat up.
Will Vuce has had a much better second half, and this is a pretty short kick. Oh, boy, that was near disaster for the Blue Jays, but they pounce on it at the 40. So good starting field position with 3:35 left, two timeouts for him, down 21-20.
Here's a side note, Brandon. We saw it the last time these two teams matched up. Jaden Meyer had two attempts to win the game for Sabetha on a field goal. You're down by one. A field goal would win it.
You want to talk about an all-time redemption opportunity? We will see if it gets there. My, oh my, this is fun tonight.
I told you in pregame, if you're Jaden Meyer, you got to keep that first game out of your head. You can't let that come back to you because you have a chance here to help your team.
Michael Lang under center, 3:35 to go in the game, and we get a stoppage before the snap and a penalty on the play, and Sabetha is going to lose five. It's a false start. Their fourth penalty here tonight. And three of the four, Logan, here in the second half. And obviously the last one backed him up on the extra point, which ultimately got blocked.
Yeah, and we'll see what this does here for him. Obviously, it's still first down, so, you know, you still have several plays to go to try to get the first down. You don't have to get it all back right here as far as getting to the first down marker. You just got to get, you know, a decent gain here. Try to make it second manageable.
First down and 15 now after the penalty at the 35. Toss left, Will Vuce. Oh, boy, he's buried in the backfield. Brady Cook came in and stuck him down below the kneecaps, and that is a heavy loss. Let's see where they take him down. It is back to the 27, Logan. All of a sudden, it is second and 23.
Yeah, now you're kind of running out of place here because now you're going to have to look at we have to throw the ball. And Hemlock Central kind of knows that now. We'll see what Sabetha does. This is huge.
Brady Cook with his biggest play of the night. The loss of 8 on the play. 2nd and 23. They fake the toss. Here's a deep shot down the far sideline. It is nearly intercepted at the 40. Good in coverage, as it was Caleb Heenick who had a hand on it. Intended receiver was Cole Minold. Stops the clock at 2:47. 21-20, Nemaha Central. But the Blue Jays now, little bit of heat. It is 3rd and 23.
Bad thing about that play is you're trying to go for all of it on one play. You don't need to go for all there. Looked like Cole Middle might have a shot to maybe burn the corner, just not able to get it there. On this play, you got to think 4 down territory, so you got to at least get half or a little bit more of that on this play.
Crowd on their feet here in Seneca. 2:47 left to go in the game. A whistle and a timeout pre-snap. And Nemaha Central burns their first here late in the fourth quarter. 2:47 to go in the game. 3rd and 23 for the Blue Jays. They're down here against Nemaha Central. It's 21-20. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jan, have you seen that green Geico gecko on TV?
I sure have, Amy, and guess what? Now you can see the Geico gecko as Sailor Insurance. Geico has been added to Sailor's extensive company list. Give us a call or stop by our Sabetha or Seneca office to see if a quote with Geico or one of our other companies can save you money.
That's right, Jan. When it comes to insurance, having a local independent agency such as Sailor Insurance is a must. We have numerous choices and provide exceptional personal service to meet your ever-changing needs.
Visit our website at sailorinsurance.com today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Timeout here on KMCA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Brandon Tabman, Seth Tollefson, we got Logan, we got Jake, we got Kevin here for the Sabetha Channel. 2:47 to go in the game, Logan. 21-20, Nemaha Central by 1. Difference in that score right now, a blocked extra point here in the second half. But the Blue Jays going in the wrong direction on a must-have drive. It's 3rd and 23, back at their own 27.
Yeah, special teams played a big part of the game last time. So far it has tonight. Let's see what happens here.
Out of the eye set, under center, dropping back. It's going to be a draw play here to Boost, and that goes nowhere. Kyler Gantrum with the heavy stop. It's a gain of 2, and it's 4th down and 21 yards to go. Interesting play call, Logan. Thought maybe you could catch him off guard and get a good chunk of that back. But Kyler Gantrum won the one-on-one up front, made a big play.
Well, Sabetha just burned their second timeout.
4th down, officially, it's a gain of 1 on the draw for Will Boos. And it's 4th and 22 at the 28. The timeout burnt by Sabetha, so now it's 1 left. I mean, you really can't give the ball back to Nemaha Central. Again, you only have 1 timeout. So, essentially, appears to be the game on the line.
You got to go in your bag of tricks here for Coach Caleb Moore and Sabetha. You got to find something to at least get to the Nemaha Central 49, if not just cross 50.
I will say it's devastating that we're playing this game this week.
Yeah.
This feels like a sub-state title kind of game with how good these two teams have been this year. It's unfortunate we're getting it in the quarterfinals. It's fortunate we have seen the game play out the way that it has, because we expected it to be really good, much like the first meeting in what was a 2-point win. Right now we're sitting at 21-20, 2:29 to go in the game. But again, it's on the line here for the Blue Jays, 4th and 22 from their own 28. They have just 1 timeout remaining.
Yeah, because bad thing about taking that second timeout there. Now if you do give the ball up here, you only have 1 timeout to work with.
A receiver to the far side right, it's Cole Minold. One more short side left in the shotgun, 4th and 22, and movement up front. Stops play, and it's another false start against the Blue Jays. It's going to go to 4th and 27, back to their own 23. Wow. It had been a fairly clean game on both sides, but multiple key penalties here in this fourth quarter against the Blue Jays.
Yeah. And you kind of look at that fumble the Nemaha Central had on the punt, and that's kind of when everything flipped.
So, 2:27 left. Again, Sabetha going in the wrong direction. Their season is on the line. It's been an incredible run. Their only loss back on October 10th, right here in Seneca by a final of 20-18. Here in the sectional round of the 2A playoffs, They trail 21-20 at 2:27 to go, but facing 4th down and 27. Seneca fans, Thunder rolling on their feet. They got to take a shot. He's going to let it fly down the middle of the field. It's incomplete at the 35-yard line. They took a deep shot. And at 2:20 to go with turnover on down, Seminole Central taking over, a one-point lead. Blue Jays can only stop the clock once.
Yeah. So if you're Sabetha, your biggest thing, depending on what Seminole Central decides to do, maybe somehow force a fumble. That's about what all you can really hope for now.
So Seminole Central, 2:20 away from a return trip to the Final Four, on a journey to get back to their fourth consecutive state championship game. And if they hold on, they are going to well earn this one here tonight. These two teams have put it all on the line at the Sabetha 23. First and 10, 2:20 to go, just one timeout. Carter Hike, he is taken down quickly by Cole Middleton in the backfield, and there is that final timeout burned by the Blue Jays at 2:14 to go. Brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We'll keep it right here. But again, 2:14 left, Logan. That's the final TO there for the Blue Jays. They cannot stop the clock, but they stopped Hike there behind the line of scrimmage, so it's 2nd and 11.
Yeah, and we've seen it. Seminole Central's gone behind the sticks, but then Carter Hike just says, you know what, I'm just going to get about 5-6 yards to run after that and still get the first down for us.
It started perfect tonight for the Thunder. Two drives, two touchdowns. Blink of an eye, it was 14-0. Sabetha got a late touchdown in the second quarter. NC missed a field goal. It was 14-7 at the half. You carry over that first half touchdown. Blue Jays momentum all throughout the third quarter. They scored 20 unanswered. Got it to 20-14, but false start. Move it back 5 on the extra point. It gets blocked. Seminole Central gets it back. They drive down the field 67 yards and 6:40 off the clock. Carter Hike, his third touchdown. Extra point good. That one-point margin, a lot is played out into this game in terms of factors, but the normal eye is going to look at it and be like, wow, a missed extra point late in the game.
Yeah, and both times, both games these between these teams this season, it's come down to special teams.
These teams have been so evenly matched in their two meetings this season, but NC, Omaha Central, 21-20 their lead. Carter Hike going to run it here. He'll get to the 20. Good chunk there. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 5. Sabetha cannot stop the clock, officially now under 2 minutes. So they could get time here, Logan. 3rd and 6, but they got to get the stop here. It'd be really interesting to see if they hold strong here what Omaha Central wants to do on a potential 4th down play.
Well, if it does come up to that, even if Sabetha does get the ball, it's going to be under a minute to go.
With no timeouts. But they got to get the stop here. 3rd down and 6 at the Sabetha 20. Clock on the move. We're at 90 seconds to go in the game. Omaha Central 21-20, trying to get back to the semifinals. Carter Hike spinning quickly and dropped down quickly. He'll fall forward. Momentum for 3. He is short of the 1st down. It's going to bring up 4th down and about 2, maybe 3.
And obviously, here in Omaha Central, do you take the risk here? Do you just run the clock down, call timeout, maybe kick field goal?
I would assume.
Or do you just go for it and just try to get the 1st down and end it?
I would assume here. We'll see. Coach Glatzik, he has 2 timeouts in his pocket. You run it down and then take a timeout and then ultimately give yourself a second to decide what to do. It is 4th down and 3 at the Sabetha 16. So you're looking at a 30-plus yard field goal attempt, which Levi Thomas had a 32-yarder miss at the end of the first half. He more than certainly had the distance. He just missed it to the left.
You got to wonder, Coach Glatzik is saying, hey, Carter Hike's our best player. He has been, you know, for quite a while. Now,
can just put it away
Central
with one run.
Let's just give it to him. Let's just see if he can end it.
So they call the timeout. 38 seconds remaining in the game. 4th down and 3 yards to go for Omaha Central, leading Sabetha 21-20 in this 2A sectional round playoff game. We'll go ahead and keep it right here.
Biggest thing for Sabetha on this, you do not want to jump if they try to hard count. You don't want to jump. You just give them the 1st down automatically. You want them to have to work for it to see if you can get a stop.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe Omaha Central has a penalty against them tonight.
They do not.
5 penalties on the Blue Jays, including 4 of the 5 in the second half, and 3 of those 5 crucial spots here late in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
So So the timeout on the field, again, just a skosh south of 38 seconds, 37.7 to be exact, 21-20, Nemaha Central by one.
They're going to line up offensively.
Why not? Carter Hike, he has put together a historic career and put it into the hands of number six. They need 3 yards to end this game. Can Sabetha get a stop and a glimmer of hope? We'll see. There's the snap to Carter Hike. Has to get away from one. Nearly tripped. Trying to sidestep a couple defenders. I'm not sure if he's going to get there. And he's going to appear to be short of that first down.
And
so Sabetha gets the ball. 30 seconds to go in the game. Hold on to your hats. Not over yet.
Sabetha's going to have to throw the ball. And you're going to have to get out of bounds. Obviously, if you get a first down, the clock stops until the ball's reset. Biggest thing for Sabetha. If you can get down maybe around the 25, you could give Jayden Meyer an opportunity at a field goal to try to win it. We'll see. It's going to be a tough task for the special offense with no timeouts.
Just 30 seconds to go, so they get the stop, but they got a long way to go. That's a 17-yard line. But a hope and a prayer, baby. You never know. We have seen crazy things happen before. Can the Blue Jays at least get a chunk here? First and 10 at the 17, 30 seconds to go in the game. Nemaha Central trying to hold on to it. They lead it 21-20. Belt high snap. Little quick hitter to the near side, and it's incomplete. About a 10-yard hitch route, and it was certainly open. And Charlie Lukert, the intended receiver, is incomplete. 26.4 seconds to go. Clock stops. Second down and 10.
Yeah, that would have been big if Sabetha could have completed that pass. Again, to your point, he was wide open. Sykes is playing 10 yards off the line of scrimmage here, if not more, you know, giving cushion because they don't want to get anything deep on them defensively to give Sabetha a quick, easy play down the field.
26.4 seconds to go. No timeouts for the Blue Jays. They trail here at Nemaha Central 21-20. Second down and 10. 17-yard line, a long way to go. They need some help. Here's a chest-high snap. He's got some time in the pocket. Throw to the far side. It's batted away and incomplete. Caleb Strothman on the coverage. Cole Middle, the intended receiver, third down and 10, 21 seconds left in the game.
And again, you don't have to go for the first down here. You can get it close and then go for it on fourth down. Again, you'd like to get it here, obviously, with only 20 seconds to go, but you don't have to get the first down. If you have a couple routes here, you know, a little short hitch route, maybe a corner route behind that, and the hitch route's open, take it.
Back-to-back incomplete passes have taken roughly 10 seconds off the clock. 21 seconds remaining in the game. 21-20, Nemaha Central, third down and 10 for the Blue Jays at their own 17. Another deep shot. Good spiral far side of the field. A jump ball intercepted by Strothman. And that will seal it up for Nemaha Central. As Caleb Strothman pours in his fourth interception of the season, Nemaha Central's 18th interception as a team. 13 seconds to go, one knee away from moving on to the semifinals.
Yeah, just obviously Nemaha Central knew Sabetha had to throw the ball and was ready for it, and a great play there by Strothman to go up and get it.
Whether you cheer for Sabetha or Nemaha Central, this was fun tonight, man. These two teams well evenly matched this season. Sabetha had the opportunities. They had 20 unanswered points when they were down 14-0. Had a lead. The one drive that Nemaha Central needed it, they got it from one of the best players in the state. 3 touchdown runs tonight for Nemaha Central's Carter Hike. And the zeros are on the board. Final score in the 2A sectional round here in Seneca. Nemaha Central advances 21-20 over Sabetha. Boy, we got a lot to digest. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
In today's economy, you need a banking partner that understands agriculture. From buying the right equipment to finding the best seed to plant in your fields, Elk State Bank in Seneca knows you're making big decisions. In this part of the country, agriculture is more than just a job, it's a way of life. Stop by Elk State Bank in Seneca and let us be your banking partner. We are here to help you. Visit us online at elkstatebank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Do you need a bright new smile? Or maybe it's just time for a dental checkup. Sabetha Dental offers hometown dentistry with a precision touch. Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer offer professional service in a friendly atmosphere with highly trained staff that will make sure your teeth are comfortably cared for. And even if you don't have dental insurance, single and family memberships are available. Put your dental care in the best hands with Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer and Dr. Betsy Tedman at Sabetha Dental, taking appointments 5 days a week.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Is your car ready for the cold? Winter is coming, and Honeyman Ford wants to make sure your vehicle is up for the challenge. Our expert technicians will check your battery, tires, fluids, and heating system so you can drive with confidence all season long. Schedule your cold weather service prep today at Honeyman Ford, where your safety comes first. Schedule today. Let us pick up and deliver your vehicle to your doorstep. Stay warm, stay safe, only at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfort Meat Company. Juicy roast, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfort Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfort Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finally, a few minutes to catch the breath here in Seneca tonight. 2A sectional round playoff game. 17th all-time meeting between Nemaha Central and Sabetha. And even including the one that was a two-point game in the regular season back on October 10. This one's got to be up there for one of the best games we have seen between these two. It comes down to the wire. You look on the scoreboard, a one-point Nemaha Central win, 21-20. That missed extra point that was blocked, I mean, you can certainly point to that, and that is the difference on the scoreboard. But the Blue Jays down 14-0 in the first half. They come back, rattle off 20 unanswered into the third quarter, took a 20-14 lead, had Nemaha Central on their heels just a touch right after Will Voos gave Sabetha that 20-14 lead. Again, the extra point was blocked, but they took advantage of the short field after the botched snap on a punt by Nemaha Central. So they took advantage of that, got the lead. I'm telling you what, when Carter Hike, in a clutch scenario after that Sabetha touchdown, they didn't waste a ton of time. They still had 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. But Carter Hike, three touchdowns tonight. That 67-yard drive that covered nearly 7 minutes off the clock. Obviously, Sabetha had an opportunity on that final drive down one after Carter Hike scored. They added the extra point. So when Sabetha took over with 3:35 to go down one, first play, instantly moved back 5 yards on a false start. The second play, it was Cook believe, yes, Brady Cook out of the secondary, an 8-yard loss. They tried a toss play to Will Vuce, and it lost 8 yards. So just like that, it was 3rd and 23. Then another penalty on the Blue Jays pushed it back to 4th and 28. On the must-have drive, just some little mistakes, great plays by Nemaha Central's defense. At that point, Sabetha was running out of timeouts. They turn it over on downs. They had a slimmer of hope. They got it back. They did stop Nemaha Central on fourth down, but they got it down to about 30 seconds left. They had a long way to go, no timeouts. Ultimately, an interception by Caleb Strothman. Tipped the cap, put it away for NC. Just a fun game tonight, brother. Again, how do you kind of dissect what we saw here tonight?
I mean, you look, again, to your point, how many times these teams have played each other, especially the last several years where they played twice in the same season, where they play, obviously, the regular season game, and then they match up in the playoffs. This is probably the best out of both games this season, obviously. You know, you go back to the regular season matchup, but Bethesda had a couple opportunities to win the game, a couple missed field goals. Otherwise, Bethesda would have won the regular season matchup. And you know, Nemaha Central was sitting there going, we don't want to see these guys again. We know we're going to probably have to, but we don't want to see them early. If we see them, wait till it's, you know, sub-state time. Last week, everybody kind of has it in their mind, hey, both teams win, guess what we get next week, which is tonight. We were hoping for a really good game. Right off the bat, Nemaha Central, they go up 14-0. They go down, first drive, Carter Hike scores it. Stops Sabetha, they go down again, they get another touchdown, and, you know, Sabetha fan, you're kind of going, what's going to happen here? Are they going to run away with it? What are we going to do? Are we going to come back? Meanwhile, Central fans are saying, hey, maybe we're not afraid to play these guys again. Well, then Sabetha said, no, we're going to make this a game. We're going to give ourselves a chance to win it this time. They did. They gave themselves the opportunity. Again, you know, the botched punt, big, big play. You get it. But Brandon, back to the first game, special teams was the factor in that one. Special teams is factoring this one again with the missed extra point. We could be in OT right now.
Yeah.
If that extra point's good. Again, it's not. It's about the season comes to a close. Nemaha Central's going to move on. Looks like they're probably going to get Osage City next week.
Last
I haven't heard the final.
They had a couple touchdown lead on Caney Valley. We'll check that here in the next break. Again, you're listening to post-game coverage here on KNZA, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Nemaha Central 21, Sabetha 20. It was the 17th, again, all-time meeting between the two teams. And now it is a 12-5 mark for Nemaha Central. They have won 9 consecutive games against the Blue Jays. And Sabetha, the last 4 seasons, have had their season come to an end in the playoffs, courtesy of the Thunder.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. Obviously, when you lose, if it's not in the state title game, it's heartbreaking, especially if you're a senior. But it's even more heartbreaking when it's against your rival.
We got another timeout on tap. We'll get you our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. We've got the scoreboard show on tap as well. Got a lot to dissect. The final timeout here in postgame. Nemaha Central wins it 21-20 over Sabetha. We'll wrap it up and close things out when we come back here on KNZA.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
Housing Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Coperion of Sabetha develops innovative solutions and products for various challenges in the plastics, plastics recycling, chemical, battery, food, pharmaceutical, and mineral industries. And they want to wish the Sabetha Blue Jays best of luck at the state tournament. When it comes to real estate in Northeast Kansas, it's not just about buying and selling, it's about people. At Rolling Hills Realty, we believe every client deserves a partner who listens, understands, and truly cares. With a deep understanding of the local market and a genuine passion for connecting with folks from all walks of life, we make the process feel less like business and more like a conversation with a trusted friend. Whether you're searching for a new place to call home or ready to move on to your next chapter, we're here to help on your terms at your pace. Visit RollingHillsRealty.com to see the latest listings and find out how Rolling Hills Realty can help you feel right at home.
C&K Service in Sabetha wants to help you maintain your vehicle at its highest level of performance. Find out the many ways at their easy-to-navigate website, cktireservice.com. Real pricing on name-brand tires are at your fingertips. View current promotions for more savings and request a quote. All services are listed for your convenience at cktireservice.com. Schedule your appointment online or call 284-2694. That's 284-2694. C&K Service on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha, helping you get there safely.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha has an opening for a full-time teller. If you'd like to join a fast-paced working environment with great people and excellent benefits, this may be for you. High school diploma or equivalent is required. Come see Jennifer or Mick at the main bank, 610 Oregon Street in Hiawatha, for an application. Applications accepted until the position is filled. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company is an equal opportunity employer. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here one final time on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Thanks to everyone involved tonight with KNZA, Seth, Jake, Logan, got another Jake, we got Kevin, everybody for the Sabetha channel, we appreciate it very much. Brandon Tamman with you. One final time, saw Dandy, and certainly an incredible game. Second meeting between Nemaha Central and Sabetha here in 2025. First one decided by 2 points, a Thunder 20-18 win back in early October. This one tonight in the sectional round of the playoffs, a 1 point margin, 21-20. Nemaha Central, touchdown in the fourth quarter from Carter Hike. Three scores for him tonight. Now 37 rushing TDs on the year, gives him 125 for his career. Just going to say it now, Carter Hike, hut hut, as Jake Spaulding would say. Player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Unofficially tonight, Logan, let's get your thoughts. 44 carries, 253 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Too early to say player of the game?
I just gave it away pretty quick.
I don't know who else you'd look at. He has all 3 touchdowns. They only scored 3 touchdowns, Brandon.
Yep.
It was kind of the Carter Hike show. We said it coming into this one. You know, Carter Hike has kind of been the difference maker for Nemaha Central, at least the last couple seasons and even going into this one. I mentioned his brother. We got to see his brother Connor play here as well. But Carter might be more athletic than his brother. He's a phenomenal player to come through this league, especially through this school over here in Seneca. And, you know, he just kind of said, hey, everybody, hop on my back. I'm going to lead us back. We're going to go play sub-state. We got to get through that game, but we're going to try to go get another state title my last year in high school.
So, again, last we checked, Osage City was up
it
a couple of
times. It was 40-14 with 6 minutes left in the game. So, Osage City most likely won.
So, it sounds like Osage City is taking care of business. They were on the road at Caney Valley. So, that, if it holds, it appears it will. 6 minutes, you're up 40-14. Nemaha Central will host Osage City, which is a rematch of this round from last year. Had the chance to go to Osage City, where Nemaha Central won an absolute thriller. And Osage City, they have been just as good as they were last year, and on paper, just like we saw tonight, next week, Nemaha hosting Osage City. That's going to be a really good game as well.
How crazy is it for Nemaw Central? You played Sabetha last year into their season. You ended Osage City's season last year. Southeast of Saline was dominating the team they played tonight, which was Phillipsburg. Possibly maybe a rematch there in the state title, depending on what happens next week. But
Hoisington was still alive as well on the west side, and that's who Nemaha beat two years ago in the state championship. So there's still a lot to be decided. There's still a sub-state round next week, and as it stands right now, it appears to be Nemaha Central hosting Osage City next week, barring an absolutely incredible Caney Valley comeback in the final six or so minutes of that game. Again, shout-out to Carter Hike, player of the game tonight, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Unofficially, 44 carries, 253 yards, all three touchdowns for Nemaha Central. So Nemaha Central wins it and moves on. They're now 11-0 on the year. Sabetha will finish at 9-2 with both losses to NC this season by a combined 3 points.
Another quick final in 3A. Santa Fe Trail wins at 28-26.
Wow, over Holton. Okay, so a lot to dissect. Very intrigued what Justin Fluke's recap is going to sound like on the scoreboard show here tonight. Logan, it's been fun, man. Thank you, guys. Everyone helping out. That's going to wrap it up for us. Jake Spaulding standing by in the studios to kind of let the listeners know kind of what's going on moving forward as we get you closer to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Again, the final tonight in Seneca. Nemaha Central wins it 21-20 over Sabetha. Stick around. We'll send it back to Jake in the studio.